FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Come on, let's fucking bear.
Hey, stop it now.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
The Don and Mike Show.
Best of Don and Mike right here on the Westwood One Radio Network. It turned out to be a very nice Wednesday afternoon here in the Washington area. We started out with some snow. Oh, no. But it looks like it's cleared out, and it's going to be a wonderful day on Wednesday if you're listening to the D.C. area, and probably, hopefully, a wonderful day for you wherever you're listening coast to coast. I'm your host with the most, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you, and we've got another heaping steaming plate full of best stuff for you today. Don and Mike return Monday, April 3rd. So until then, it's just you and me and the radio and maybe an ice cold beer.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Anyway, kick back and relax. There's a reason why I'm playing Three Dog Night. Sometime back, Don and Mike interviewed the guys in Three Dog Night. It's the Three Dog Night phoner on the best of Don and Mike.
Oh, now, I don't know if it's Corey or Danny.
Hello?
It's Danny here.
It's Danny. Okay, everybody. Three Dog Night is one of my favorite bands of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And, hold on a minute. Got Corey on the other. Is it just going to be you, Danny, or is it going to be Corey, too?
I'm in L.A., and Corey's in New York, so I haven't talked to him yet. So.
Okay. There were how many guys originally in Three Dog Night?
Seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. And it was you and Corey on most of the vocals. You guys had a unique sound. Mm-hmm. I was mentioning before the break what a Three Dog Night fan I am. I grew up... but that's Corey on the other line. I grew up on Top 40 music, got into radio when I was 11. One of the first records that I ever played on the radio was by Three Dog Night.
Probably one of the first songs I ever sang was Joy to the World. I mean, just on my own. It was amazing.
The frog song follows us.
I mean, it has to, because I think as a kid, and when we were all growing up, listen to that. I mean, what kid is not attracted to that lyric, Jeremiah was a bullfrog?
But you know, what's funny is we get a lot of Vietnam vets that say, hey, man, that song got us through Vietnam. And it's like, what are you talking about? It must be the wine part.
Hey, well, he always has some mighty fine wine.
That song got me through, I think, seventh grade.
And why did you name it? I've always...
Hold on.
I know you're excited, but I've got one major question.
Let me just get Corey here. Corey, okay. Are you here as well?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, all right, hold on. Mike, go ahead.
Guys, for both of you then, Corey, hi, welcome to the show. I have to ask both of you, why was the bullfrog named Jeremiah?
I don't know. That was Hoyt Axton's creation.
I don't think the writer of Hoyt Axton even knows.
Did Hoyt Axton write that song?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So now to
the guy that wrote The Pusher Man for Steppenwolf wrote mm-hmm. Go to the World.
To bring everybody up to speed, it's Danny Hutton and Corey Wells, just so we've not mentioned last names, from Three Dog Night. I was telling you these guys had hit song after hit song after hit song.
You don't realize it until you were listing their records. just how many hits they had. It's phenomenal.
On ABC Dunhill, and they're one of my favorite groups. And actually, I saw a special on TV with you guys with the London Symphony Orchestra, and I think that's what you're pushing today, and it's fine with me. This CD right here.
Yeah, the 35th anniversary album with I'm saying album. See how old I am?
Yeah, well, you know, I called it an album, too.
That's actually the Tennessee Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, is that
the DVD?
That's the thing that I saw. So this is you guys with the London Symphony Orchestra. Let's hear a little bit of Three Dog Night with the London Symphony Orchestra. One.
This great.
One is the loneliest number that you ever knew. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since number one.
I want to tell you, dude, something. Really, as a guy, I love Top 40. I was born in 1958. You guys took me all the way through my formative years. I think anybody's most formative years in music are like between 13 and 17.
Right, absolutely.
With me even a little younger. And you guys just put out hit record after hit record. And I knew when I bought a Three Dog Night album, I was going to like all of the songs on it. And I think you guys really don't get the stuff that you should get.
The recognition.
I mean, like, you know, you talk Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I look at some of the names going in now, and I go, boy, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. And you say,
I think there's some good ones. I think Corey and I, our problem is we're confused by what the rules are to get in, because it seems like there's some mysterious band of guys, like the OJs just got in this time, and they're wonderful.
Yeah, like the OJs should have been in a long time ago, and so should you. Right. Is it because you guys had records that were fantastic, well-produced, you had all kinds of instrumentation, and God forbid they were commercial and they were all number one records? Does that work against you?
Well, it didn't work against Motown, all the groups of Motown, and then some people said, well, they didn't write them. The Motown guys didn't write them. OJs didn't write them.
Right.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I don't think that has a hit is a hit, and according to them, because they're representing the people of the recording industry. I think it has something to do with political problems with us and them and other people.
We don't know. Well, we really don't know what the rules are.
Either way,
but for us is the great thrill is we're out here 35 years later, and a lot of those Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guys open for us.
Danny, Corey, hold on. A couple more cuts here from this new CD, recent recordings by Three Dog Night with the London Symphony Orchestra.
I'll tell you, just based on that first one, it's a damn nice mix. Yeah,
that's a big top 10 record that you never hear it on the radio. Yeah. Family of Man. I did 1972. This song kicked my ass. I swear to God. Sweet. See, this is like the thing. I know millions.
That's a live cut, yeah.
Millions of people right now are listening to us going, that's Three Dog Night. I love that
absolutely
song.
I couldn't agree more. And the thing about it is, for you guys to do this, I know for singers, a lot of singers have said, you know, the greatest thrill was the first time I got a chance to, you know, sing with an orchestra, sing with a big band.
Right.
In front of a major philharmonic, I mean, it must be a tremendous experience to sing in front of, backed by that kind of orchestra.
Well, the major thrill for us, and Corey and I were huge Beatle fans, is doing it at Abbey Road Studio.
Wow.
So imagine what that was like.
That had to be great.
Okay. And our arranger conductor is the guy that does the Moody Blues, who, when we do symphony dates, he flies out and conducts for us. So
that's so sweet. Here, now, this one starts just like the record. Every DJ had to listen. And now here goes Three Long Night. How do the lights shine in the halls of Shambhala? Generally with 75 watt bulbs.
Wash away my trouble, wash away my pain, with the rain of Shambhala.
That's good, isn't that?
Wash away my shame, with the rain of Shambhala.
Now, do you have have the one that all the kids liked for that's is it on there?
Oh, Joy to the World.
I mean, yeah, yeah, we might as well, you know, I mean, really, who doesn't?
Of course.
And this very day, I hear the laughing in the background, guys.
Are you?
Is that the one you get asked about all the time, and does it get a little old? I would imagine it
will.
Well,
it depends on what country, because actually, in Europe, Mama Told Me Not to Come was the biggest record we had.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's different in different countries, you know?
Yeah.
You, oh, hold on. What, Robbie?
We sang Joy to the World in my sixth grade music class.
There you go.
And that really, we had to sing We Always Had a Mighty Fine
Time. What if these guys get royalty checks for that? You know, I'm curious
for sixth
about
grade,
that.
Well,
did sing it in school?
Bow, bow, bow.
Listen to that with that orchestra. So a lot of bands do stuff with orchestras and it just doesn't happen. This
works.
This really works. Oh, I dig those horns.
How do you keep your pipes in that shape after all these years? Great.
I stopped smoking.
is that really what you attributed to?
Yeah, I stopped smoking in 80, so...
Wow. All right, hold on, let me just...
That's great, man. I mean, honest to God. Let me give you another one. This is a zero start, but this is so good. Slipping away.
Slipping away. Sitting on a pillow. Waiting for night to fall.
Yeah. You guys sound just like your record. Your voices are incredible. Yeah,
the voices are really remarkable.
Sitting on a pillow.
I want that.
This is the night.
Oh, yeah. See, that's like why you can't have, like, the sound of likes. You gotta have the real guys, the real Three Dog Night.
Absolutely.
I'll let this go for a second for you, Buzz, and then... My favorite Three Dog Night song. I'll do that with them. We'll take some calls. Okay, and hold on, one more. You guys tell me, was Out in the Country a big hit record for you?
Oh, yeah.
What was it really?
Definitely.
Because it was one that I remember the radio station playing at whatever radio station I was temping at, you know, as a kid, for just a couple of weeks, and I stole it when they dropped it, and I brought it home, and I was amazed to find out it wasn't not on the air yet. It had the same song on both sides of the record. Because the deal was when one side wore out, you would play the other side. And I went home with the record thinking I was the coolest thing in the world. Like, hey, look at this. I got a record that's got a white label on it, not a black label, and it's got the same song on both sides.
I'm a radio guy.
Now listen to this. You tell me if this is not sweet. God damn, guys. That's beautiful. I'm not jerking your chain. That's music that touches me because that's my music. That's top 40 from my era.
I want to ask a question if I could. I heard a story about you guys that when you mixed these songs when they were first hits, that you listened to them, you checked them out through like a 3.5-inch car radio speaker to see what they would sound like on people's AM radios.
Absolutely.
Well, we did when we mixed the single version. We do a stereo album, and then Richie and Bill, along with Corey and myself and some of the guys, would sit there and get the real hot mono mix.
Right.
We figured with whatever the kids had at home, we'd get an average speaker and use that.
That's amazing. That sounded great. Yeah.
Dudes, here are some calls, if you don't mind, for Danny. Danny and Corey from Three Dog Night. Here's Joe. Joe.
Hey, this is Joe, first time calling Rochester, New York.
Right, Joe.
Danny and Corey are listening, right?
Yeah, they're on the line.
Right. I don't want to be negative at all. I love you guys, man. You guys.
Okay, then I just hang up on you.
Hello.
That's all we need.
Hello, Al.
Hey, Danny and Corey. You were one of the first concerts I ever saw in Virginia Beach, the Virginia Beach Amphitheater.
Wow. They don't remember that, sir. But what's your question?
I want to ask you about Mama Told Me Not to Come, in particular, you know, it's a great Randy Newman song. How did you get hooked up with that song? Did he shop it to you, or how did you come about getting that song?
No, I found his album in a Sears and Roebuck bargain bin for 50 cents.
And I thought it was weird. I thought he looked strange because everybody at that time had long hair, and on the album cover, he's got real short hair.
Well, here's a little bit of that.
It was just strange. On my bonnet, you know, 50 cents, you can't turn it down, and I played it, and I just fell in love with his writing.
Yeah.
It was actually when No One Ever Hurt So Bad is really one that I liked, and the other one, Kick an Old Can Down the Street, That's the Way to Treat a Friend. I think it's going to rain today. That one I really thought that I wanted to do, but I ended up doing Mama Told Me. I was actually doing Mama Told Me before I was in Three Dog Night.
Man, it's those chords, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just great music.
One or two more calls. Here's Derek. Hey, Derek, you're on with Danny Hutton and Corey Wells. Derek.
Hi, I'm only 35, and I was a kid when most of this came out, but every time one of their songs comes on, I mean, I sing top of my lungs. They're great songs.
Yep.
I can't believe you're not in the Hall of Fame. It's a shame. I'm not meaning to rhyme. I'm sorry. And sorry about that. And I swear, most of the times you hear a symphonic album, it sounds like a gimmick, and the cuts you played, it sounds powerful and even better.
I tell you, Don's got this on the other side of the console. The only thing I'm thinking is how I can steal it from him before we go on a break.
Let me play one more before we let these guys go. And this one's getting a lot of play now with Eli Manning. All Fox Sports, everybody's using it.
Yeah.
Eli's coming. Want to hear
Luke's York's on the beginning.
Oh, he's got a long intro?
Yeah.
Well, then I hope you won't mind as an artist. I'll just fast forward past the intro.
They used this song on the series Sports Center a couple of years ago.
Oh, hold on. We need to back that up. Well, never mind. Okay. No, it's embarrassing.
It's okay.
They're on the phone.
That's all right.
Here we go. There it is. Now. Wait until it kicks. You notice these guys are not hiding from these notes?
Yeah. Absolutely astonished, beautiful. I mean, really, that's true.
Give it 30 seconds. Give it 30 seconds. And it's like waiting to have sex, you know. Come on.
It's worth it.
Oh, this is like when my wife wants to walk around the room. Come on. Get over here. Broken heart.
Yeah. Broken heart.
How's that?
Jesus coming at your hunger. Jesus coming at your hunger.
The idea. You know, I asked the question about the voices, guys. I hate to bring it up again, but I'm saying just quitting smoking, huh? No exercising, you know, not vocal training, vocal exercising, any of that involved in it?
When we started as a group, we'd all been around for a long time already,
right.
Either in the studio or live. So
right.
We were a garage band that learned how to play and then recorded right away. So I think that helped.
You guys kick ass. They have a website, threedognight.com. We'll have a link at donandmikewebsite.com. And the album is Three Dog Night, 35th Hits Anniversary Collection with the London Symphony Orchestra.
I mean, that is just an awesome album. I can't wait to continue to listen to it.
You guys kick ass.
Hey, thank you, man. Play it, man. Go out there and buy it so we can buy some Christmas presents.
All right. I think you're going to do okay after this spot. Absolutely.
You come back on the show after you sell however many you need to sell, and then we'll talk about all the other stuff.
We need a million.
Okay.
All right.
Come back then.
Oh, tell y'all a nasty story. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, please. I know there's ton of them. I didn't go there because I'm a big fan. All right, bye, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, see you, dude.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Mm. There is a lot of junk about that band, about the lead singer, Chuck, the guy that had the problem with coke and his nose almost fell off.
Right.
You know, I didn't want to go there with those guys. That's too good.
And I didn't want to
have the sound.
I didn't, you know, because you're the musicologist and you're the fan. I didn't want to ask him while they were on the air, but I'll ask you. I'm listening to some of those songs that they did with the London Symphony Orchestra, and then I'm listening to, you know, when that was recorded recently, like within a year, probably.
I think during this year.
During this year.
Under year.
And that song came out. It's just we're talking about guys, what, in their 60s?
This is their 35th anniversary, so.
It's you know, if they're probably there in their 50s and 60s, said they've been around.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that guy has his voice like he had 40 years ago.
You know, in a way, they're like Journey, because, like, Steve Perry's not with Journey. They got a guy that sounds like him. They're like the Doobie Brothers. You can hear the Doobie Brothers without Michael McDonald, and except for a couple of songs, you don't really notice. Chicago has done that. They've changed singers, but both Danny Hutton and Corey Walls were original members of Three Dog Night.
And that's Danny that's singing, right?
Yes, that's him.
So, I mean, he's the guy. He sang him 35 years ago, right?
Yeah, well, along with Chuck. Chuck sang a lot of stuff, like on Joy to the World.
And
then he did the coke thing and his nose fell off. I'm not making that
up. You know, we were nice to him the first time. Next time, the whole show can be how did the nose fall off.
Right. Frank, Don and Mike. Oh, we got a break for your apprentice loser. Hello?
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Don and Mike, that was fantastic, man. I listened to these guys growing up. My parents had them on 8-track. Now I got to go get one for my dad and one for me for Christmas. It's great.
I mean, I believe it. As somebody who's not, wasn't the mega fan, I didn't realize they had all those hits. Yeah. And just the way that album sounds, I want to get it.
Hello, Claude?
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Hi. Another big fan and another great interview. You guys are scoring the good ones lately.
Yeah.
Listen, I had a question for the band, but I get the feeling that Don knows this one. I heard a rumor once that their song Liar was the vocals were recorded in the bathroom. Do you know if that's true?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to set those guys up first, because I am a mega fan of Three Dog Night. I know all that stuff. Yeah, there are stories about these guys. I mean, these dudes really partied.
Right.
Party.
Yeah.
I mean, they had 20 number one record or 20 top 20 records in a row. And after about record number 7, it went to their head. And from like 7 to, and also to their noses.
Yeah.
Right. From 7 to 20, they're out of control.
Well, I mean, they held up pretty well.
Well, we'll have them back on again. And I promise, everybody's calling it back.
Now, is the other guy dead?
No, he's not.
Right.
And that's another like weird Steve Perry Journey thing.
Right.
Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, man, thanks for having Three Dog Night on. Listen, I love that band, but the lead singer sold his teeth to a dentist to buy heroin.
Okay, I told you there was a lot. there's more. Not only his teeth. I mean, I want to bring it up with these guys. The guy, Chuck, the story is not.
I know.
Made up story.
I know.
Yeah. He was so strung out.
Right.
He took all of his Three Dog Night gold records.
Yeah.
Went to a pawn shop. The guy at the pawn shop said, I've got news for you. These are not really made of gold.
It's gold spray paint over
They're gold
vinyl.
Spray paint on records. Right. How much can you... And they were like, they're hits. One is the loneliest number.
Yes.
He got like $45. Oh. I mean, I know that. Those guys know that. Next time we'll bring it up with them.
Heroin must be wonderful. It makes people do really odd things.
And Buzz, a wonderful insight from Rob Spiewak.
Where do they have really good heroin this holiday season, Buzz?
Who has the best?
Jersey.
New Jersey. North New Jersey.
Jersey
has the best heroin.
That's
right.
Jersey and you.
80% pure, right, Buzz?
That's right. Ask for advice.
Amazing.
You're
happy holidays.
Yes. Thank you, Three Dog Night.
You got to figure in your toll, though.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show at 3FM.
Watch out for a slow ride north on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway at Route 198. An accident there is now over to the left. Your lanes are open, but it's slow near 197. The new Mercedes-Benz R-Class V6 with the utmost respect, even when traffic on the Beltway gets disrespectful. The R-Class with permanent four-wheel drive. Visit WashingtonAreaMB.com. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 3FM.com.
Watch Comcast SportsNet for the most news on your local teams in the tournament. George Mason and Georgetown are making a run for it, and Comcast SportsNet will be there every step of the way. Watch Sports Night every night at 10 for the most tournament coverage.
For 1 minute,
Forget what you think you know about light beers, because they never looked like this or tasted like this. This is Michelob Ultra Amber. Full-flavored, rich in color, with a great amber taste. The beer is light, the taste is big. With everything you want from an amber beer and everything you expect from a Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra Amber, the new look of light beer. Michelob Ultra Amber Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch St. Louis, Missouri.
Tonight, NBC Wednesday is a big deal. Starting with a special Deal or No Deal, America's hottest game show. Then, attention Law & Order fans. Tonight is the night Law & Order moves to its new time. 9-8 Central, with an all-new episode.
All I care about is, did he do the crime?
Then,
this is a robbery! Everybody down!
The premiere of Heist, from the director of Bourne Identity and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Most thieves rob one store. They are about to rob an entire city.
So which one are we going to hit?
All of them.
Every episode brings you closer to the greatest heist in history.
How much are we talking about?
Half a billion?
Billion. With a B.
Yeah.
Entertainment Weekly raves. The performances are terrific. And People Magazine says Heist has real bite. Tonight, a special Deal or No Deal. Law & Order at its new time in the premiere of Heist. Now that's a great Wednesday.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Paternity results will indicate paternity with a probability of 99% or greater. Void where prohibited. Offer ends 3/31/2006.
If you have questions about who the biological father of a child is, get the facts with a home DNA test kit from Orchid Cellmark. Simply swab the inside of the mouth of the child and alleged father. Place it in the mail and receive the results in 7 to 10 days. Test from $325. If you have questions about who the father of a child is, call 800-DNA-TEST. 800-DNA-TEST.
All this week, it's critically acclaimed, Emmy Award winning, and really, really funny.
During the commercial, I got spanked.
The Who's Crew is back with all new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Only on ABC Family.
World's worst hitchhikers to give a ride to.
You hear voices when you bite into a burrito?
Five never-before-seen episodes of the Laugh Out Loud, Make It Up on the Spot comedy spectacular.
And magically delicious.
For a full week, ABC Family presents brand new episodes of one of television's most outrageous comedies.
Are you a man or a woman? You have to guess.
Get ready for all new jokes.
Nobody wears underwear like you.
All new sketches.
Don't touch my sauerkraut.
All new funny.
What does that entail?
We'll have to shave your whole body.
And the only place to see it is on ABC Family. A full week of never-before-seen episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? All this week at 10, only on ABC Family.
I had trouble sleeping for years. A friend suggested a soothing environmental sound machine. Only the cricket sounds made me nervous. I found the birds irritating. And the soothing waterfall had me running to the bathroom four times a night. But finally, a gentle voice did change the way I sleep for the better.
I told him to buy that Sleep Number bed everybody's getting.
I'm a 65, and I love it. I'm sleeping great.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to improve sleep quality. In fact, in clinical studies, 87% experience deeper, more restorative sleep on a Sleep Number bed. Isn't it time you started sleeping on the bed that's revolutionized sleep in America? Visit a Select Comfort Store today. Select Comfort Stores are located in major malls, including Tyson's Corner Center, Fair Oak Shopping Center, St. Charles Town Center, and Dulles Town Center. For more information about Sleep Numbers, don't forget to visit sleepnumber.com.
Exclusively at Verizon Wireless, get an all-new Motorola V-Cast Razor for just $99.99.
Actually, there's been a change. It's now two Razors for only $99.99. Two for the price of one.
After $50 mail-in rebate? Really? For $99.99?
So, just say it like this. Buy one Motorola V3C Razor, originally $149.99, for only $99.99. Plus, get another free.
Each with new two-year activation? Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. Our lowest price ever on two razors with VCast and Bluetooth headset capability.
Hurry, offer ends soon, right?
Right.
Stop by and get the reliable razor on the nation's most reliable wireless network at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Don't forget legal.
Subject to new two-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee for phones, other charges and restrictions, coverage not available everywhere, VCast coverage and $15 per month VPEX subscription required for VCast service. Limited time offer.
Perfect.
Tonight, there's only one question on everyone's mind. Is there going to be an all-new episode of Lost? The answer is yes. An all-new Lost tonight, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
When my friends think of me, they think of my cell phone. It goes wherever I go. You could say we're attached to the ear. I have a special ringtone for each one of my friends, and yes, it annoys some people. But I was glad to have it when I left work late last night. Because it's going to help the police catch the person who murdered me.
Item. Cellular phone. Displaying last number dialed.
To the men and women who solve the crimes and catch the killers, nothing matters but the evidence.
The girl called her number right after her throat was cut.
The series premiere of The Evidence, a new television experience.
Tonight at 10, only on Washington's ABC 7.
What's the bold new color that has people talking? It's not what you'd expect. It's amber. Michelob Ultra Amber. The new look of light beer. Full flavor, rich in color, with a great amber taste. And while the label says light, the taste says something else entirely. With everything you want from an amber beer and everything you expect from a Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra Amber. The new look of light beer. Michelob Ultra Amber Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is something special, and if you don't act soon, it'll be too late. Remember that great NTB deal? You know, when you buy a set of four Uniroyal AS6000 tires, you pay for just three, the fourth one's free. Any 13, 14, or 15-inch Uniroyal AS6000. Right, that deal. It's still the kind of deal you won't find every day, and there's just a few days left. Four tires for the price of three. That's a great savings. While you're at NTB, treat your car to a genuine Pennzoil oil change for just $15.99 plus shop and disposal fee. Come anytime. NTB is open early, open late, and open Sundays for your convenience. Buy four Uniroyal AS6000s. Pay for three. The fourth one's free. But Sunday is absolutely the last day for this sale. NTB. Tires in an hour or less. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE for the NTB.
Tonight's a big deal on NBC. First, a special Deal or No Deal, America's hottest game show. Then, an all-new Law & Order at an early time, 9, 8 Central.
All I care about is, did he do the crime?
And the premiere of Heist, the new drama where every episode brings you closer to the score of a lifetime.
So which one are we going to hit?
All of them. A special Deal or No Deal, Law & Order in its new time in the premiere. Year of Heist, tonight on NBC.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh my God, okay. So let's hurry, y'all, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh, oh no! What are they doing? Wait, let me see. Oh, my Panthers are joined! I grew! I thought they were gonna. I know, well, I'm just not gonna just stand out there. I thought they were gonna bam! Okay, okay, thanks. I'm retarded.
The Don and Mike Show.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Take this square world and blast off the kickstand.
The best of Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike.
Well, we're having some fun now, and I'm telling you what, it is only going to get better, and I'm not going to waste any time. It's time for another edition of the Match Game with none other than Robert the Angry Mailman. I'm the best at Don and Mike.
Let me just explain the rules of Match Game.
Do you know them?
No. Rob does, yes, and Rob lives for it. Rob loves Match Game. Rob writes the questions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Rob gets all the music together for this. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, I like bragging about how much I do on the show, but this is something that is totally from Rob because he lives it. He was ecstatic this week when he called me and said that he had found the MP3 of the actual Think music
yeah.
for Super Match.
Very, very exciting.
From Match Game, and you should know that not only is Rob into this bit, he, you know, as you know, he's got a fascination with microphones, and on eBay...
He uses Gene Rayburn's microphone.
On eBay, he bought the very same microphone that Gene Rayburn used on the Match Game back in the day.
Get ready to hear horrible audio quality.
Yes, but it's important for the show. It's important for the show to go right at the sound.
You know, I told him in the office before the show today, we're sitting in there. First off, he walks into this little box.
Yeah, it looks like I'm a flute player.
And that's what B.A. said. Beth said, would you have a flute in there? And Rob, you know, gave her a look like, how dumb are you? He said, no, it's my microphone.
Right.
and
there it is. I mean, and it's a telescoping microphone.
I said, it's just like the one that they used on Match Game. And as Rob opened the box, she said, no, it's not. And Rob said, oh, yes, it is.
That's the wrong thing to say.
I was so close to hitting her. So close.
The microphone sounds awful.
It sounds worse.
It sounds terrible. Like a
but
telephone.
Either way, let's bring in our panel and then we can start the game.
Yes.
We have both Beth Ann, BA, and Bobby Mailman, also known as BA, coming in the studio today. Here they are. Here is our friend Bob Mailman wearing his Los Angeles Lakers uniform. Right. Not enough to wear the jersey. He's got the hat.
He's got the shorts.
And he's got the shorts on today.
And he's got a towel. Why do you have a towel?
Because it's hot outside. I was working today.
Oh, okay.
Some of us have to work for it.
You don't need to be hostile immediately.
I'm not being hostile. I'm just saying.
Why?
I had to deliver mail before I came here.
Fellas,
hostility from
the... How you doing? Well, you have your feet up and you're chilling and you ask me why I have a towel. I have a job.
I have a job, too.
Well, and a lot harder.
It's play nice.
Also joining us is our new producer, Beth Ann McBride, who also will be known as B.A.
Uh-huh.
B.A., the important question I have for you, has Robert asked you out yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey. How'd that go?
Hey.
Okay.
I take it I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, he asked me, too.
Try that microphone.
You got better legs.
Crap. Okay, here we go. I'll start Match Game now.
All right.
And we've got all the open tapes. Here, I'll see what's happening.
Get ready to match the stars.
Okay.
It's Match Game 2004 with the stars. Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Mike O'Mara.
Greetings.
Michael J. Elston.
Hey, kids.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
Microphone sounds awful. Now, Rob, we have two other members on our panel today, not mentioned by our announcer, Dude Walker.
They're special guests, Don. I'm going to have to switch microphones. I'm sorry. This sounds worse than last time.
It is worse
it
than
really
last
is.
Time.
It really is.
Microphone sounds so bad.
Can I bad for a moment?
Yeah, I can be. Yeah, can I pad?
Rob, we got one over here, Rob.
I've been 20 hours a week padding. I think I can
Rob,
pad.
There's one over here if you need one.
It'll be right over there if you need it, Rob.
I'm over here if you need me. Hey, Robert, why did you bring flowers?
They're for you, Sailor.
They're for me?
No, they're for B.A.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, read the card, Don.
All right, I'll be glad to read the card. Robert brought a card for Beth Ann. And the cards. And Beth Ann, you should know, Robert Mailman, one of our favorite guests on the show.
Always have. Yeah.
I love the guy. He gets the jokes. Even though we argue,
I love this guy, man.
And after the show, I always tell him, you know,
I'm working on Mike.
Yeah.
Me and Buzz are like brothers.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. I'm still on the outside looking in.
You like it?
I do. It's a nice card. It says, congratulations. Uh-huh. And then it says, welcome to the family.
Uh-huh.
Don't unpack.
Oh, God. Wow.
That is nice.
Wow.
Very nice. Just being honest, you know.
Yeah.
Some of us have seen changes around here.
Fair warning.
You got to be prepared, you know.
You got
Don't get comfortable. That's all.
That is a classic example of Robert's naked cruelty.
And,
but I did bring a flower.
You did bring a flower.
Pretty. Rob, now that you're on the regular microphone,
yes.
Please Tell us about our...
Get ready to match the stars.
Our other celebrities.
Hello, stars.
Hello, Rob.
Rob. Well, I'll introduce all of you, actually. He was recently selected to be one of Merv Griffin's pallbearers. It's Mr. Don Geronimo. Don.
Hi, everybody.
You must be honored.
I am, but I'm so tired because I've been with the Widow Reagan.
All day?
All day, all night, every day.
That's a nice running suit, though. He has been called the Wolfgang Puck of Manassas, restaurateur, and bon vivant. It's Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Rob.
Mike, how are you?
Rob, a wonderful experience today.
How's that?
I was walking down the street, and I hit a midget over the head, and he turned into 50 gold coins.
That's terrific. Isn't tonight ladies' night?
Yeah, it is ladies' night.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you for mentioning it at O'Mara's.
You know, he was immortalized when the Marvelettes sang about him in the classic ditty, Please, Mr. Postman, it's Robert the Angry Mailman.
Yeah. How y'all doing, America? Good to be here.
Nice,
I love you.
Nice to have him on the panel, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You might know her as Mrs. Jack Plugman, but we know her as Stefan McBride.
Yeah. Now, B.A., you got to say something.
Okay, well, I'm glad to be here, and I'm not going to unpack.
How's Jack?
Yeah.
How's Jack?
Doing good.
That's good. And he just led the Detroit Pistons to the championship last night.
Thank you.
It's head coach Michael J. Elston.
Hi, Rob. Hi, everybody.
Buzz, how does it feel to be the world champion?
I'm in good shape, but I have no butt.
That's true.
Hey, Buzz, let me ask you a question.
I'll say.
What do you think was the reason that the Pistons were able to shut down the Lakers?
Bandwagon bitches. They played a good game.
And Robert, I'm not a bandwagon bitch. I love seeing
white
the Lakers
donuts. Panda bitches.
What
you all
a great
are.
Victory. Love seeing the
all Detroit Pistons. What a great win.
Yep. I've been tracking the Lakers since 79.
What a
eight
great
championships,
win.
At least 14 appearances.
Right.
All of y'all can kiss my, you know what, since this is a kindler, gentler show.
Would I be overstating it to say we have a spirited panel today?
Yeah.
What we got is a panel of crazy.
Let's go.
The stars.
Yeah, let's get ready. Here we go with our contestants.
Okay. Who do we have?
Now, joining us from Kansas, is this thing on KFH-FM. Here is Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick. And joining us from Lake Tahoe, are you listening on the Lake Tahoe station or the Reno station?
Reno.
Here is Mary, who listens to us on the Buzz.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Rick.
Hey there.
How you guys doing?
Now, one of you guys will have the... Sorry, Rob, we got to move on here. One of you guys will have the chance to win $500 with Rob's very confusing match game, big money, super match.
Mm-hmm. But the first step to winning the $500 is to win game one. Now, as you know, we flipped a coin backstage, and Mary, you won. Thank you for doing that. You know how to play the game, Mary?
I do.
You will have three chances to match with many members of our panel as you can. I need you to start by picking A or B.
And Rob, before you do, would you just please, as a public service, repeat the jingle that we worked on for hours last night?
That's right. It is a kinder, gentler match game, and here goes the jingle.
Go.
You might think penis, but don't say penis on the all-new Match Game 2004.
Bingo.
Thank you so much.
Penis will not be the answer to every question. And Rob, who goes first here?
Mary won the coin toss, so I need you to pick A or B, Mary?
B.
B it is.
B.
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 And here is your clue. Please don't answer until I ask you to. They have hired a new special advisor at the White House. Do you know this, Mary?
No.
His job is to teach President Bush how to blank. They've hired a new special advisor at the White House. His job is to teach the President Bush, George W. Bush, how to blank.
I'm in.
All right, Mary, try to formulate your answer. Don't answer yet.
That's Ann. When you're in, you got to say you're in.
I'm in.
We can hear that.
There you go. They're all the way in. Is the panel right?
Yep.
All right, Mary, they've hired a new special advisor at the White House. His job is to teach President Bush how to blank. What say you?
Speak.
How to speak.
How to speak.
This is a good answer. Don, do you have speak?
No, I had wipe.
Oh, wipe. And I think you can throw in that adverb.
Wipe cleanly.
Not a match. Mm-hmm. Not a match at all. Sorry about that. How
not
about you,
match.
Mike?
I had a think, Rob.
Think? No, not a match.
No.
Although they would be related. How about you,
I had white.
White. Also.
Hey, how about that?
Think alike.
That's eerie. How about you, Bethann?
I had Reed.
Reed, also good, but not a match. And Buzz?
I'm here to please the babes. Mary, I said speak.
There you go.
There you go.
Mary, you know you have a commanding lead now.
Thanks. Now I know how you guys think.
That's right.
Sure. Now it'll do. After 20 years of being on the radio, now you figured it out, now that you're on the game.
She's brilliant.
Sure, now it'll be easy. Rick,
well,
are you...
I thought we were kinder and gentler.
That's right. Pipe down, Mary. Rick?
All right.
We are kinder and gentler. It's just we can't use the words that we used before. Right. It doesn't mean
just
we can't...
SCC.
Right.
Like, at the end of a busy day or when Robert's done doing his route, you know, we're wiped.
That's right.
Yeah. You're here all week.
What?
You're here all week, right?
Yeah, I'm here all week. Yeah. You got a problem with that?
I might. Want to stay outside?
You know what the ironic thing is? Robert isn't here all week. Ricky, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, listen carefully and answer well. For its final season, CBS is giving its biggest show a makeover to change its family-friendly image. Now it's going to be called Everybody Blanks Raymond.
One more time, Rob.
All right, Rick, for its final season, CBS is giving its biggest show a makeover to change its family-friendly image.
I'm in.
Now it's going to be called Everybody Blanks Raymond.
I'm in.
Panelists,
GBA, you ready?
Working on it.
I'm in.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I said it.
I couldn't hear your microphone.
Okay, here you go. I'm in.
There you go. Thank you very much, Dal.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dal Roberts.
Stuff to see week.
Rick, are you familiar with the Columbia Broadcasting System?
No, I am.
Very good. They're changing the image of the show. It's going to be called Everybody Blanks Raymond. What do you say?
Okay.
Can we do that?
Can we?
I think.
I don't know.
All
I
right.
How about that one?
Well, I won't repeat it. I think we all heard it. Let's just see how we do. Let's see how we do. Don, do you match that?
No, I had rapes.
Oh, no.
Everybody rapes Raymond.
You're on your game.
Yeah.
You're on your game. I'm being very
I want to point out, I have not seen these in advance.
Right. No, but you know what's going to be good is the Doris Roberts episode. How about you, Mike?
I said everybody does Raymond.
Oh, yeah. Much the same, whether or not he's helping. How about you? Robert, I thought you were gonna. I thought you were gonna jump in,
Darky. I said licks.
No match there.
Now hold on.
Yeah.
Judges?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, bro. Sorry.
Bro. Sorry. Right. What do you say, Bam?
Yay.
Does.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I'm here to match the babes. I said hate.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Answer.
Well, that puts Mary in the lead. One match to none. So, Mary, we need you to pick
the
round.
Can you imagine the ad, though? Tonight on Everybody Rapes Raymond.
I'm thinking it would be everybody.
Wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Peter Boyle, Doris Roberts, Brad Garrett.
He'd be in agony.
He would. Patty Heaton.
Oh, no. Why? Why is it happening to me again?
Can you not mention rape while I have my Laker jersey on, please?
I'll tell you right now,
it's
Raymond.
Not a Kobe jersey.
Okay.
Raymond?
I have one.
This is your brother. It's my turn, Raymond.
To rape.
That's somehow even wronger.
I know.
It is. Mary, A or B?
B.
B again.
B.
B.
And bitch. Listen carefully. Things are going great at O'Mara's Pub in Manassas.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Things are going great thanks to Mike's new gimmick. If you find a blank in your entree, your dinner is absolutely free.
Oh, that's easy.
And now.
Mary, are you familiar with Mike's restaurant? I guess you're from out of town. You've never been there.
I've never been there.
All right, well, listen carefully. This will help you. Things are going great at O'Mara's Pub in Manassas thanks to Mike's new gimmick. If you find a blank in your entree, your dinner, absolutely free.
I'm
please
in,
hold your
I'm
answer.
In.
I'm in.
B.A.'s in. Buzz's in. B.A.
I'm not in.
No, she's not in.
You're not Mike. Are you in?
I'm in.
This should be easy for Mike. It's his gimmick.
You know what he's going to say.
All right, we're waiting on the female B.A. now, Beth Ann. Rob, will you repeat it for Beth Ann?
I'll even show it to her. Here, read here. It says, things are going great at O'Mara's Pub in Manassas thanks to Mike's new gimmick. If you find a blank in your entree, your dinner, absolutely free.
You ready, Beth Ann?
I'm in.
Oh, Mike.
There you go.
Very good. All right, Mary.
Just put diamonds.
Things are going great at O'Mara's Pub in Manassas thanks to Mike's new gimmick. If you find a blank in your entree, your dinner, absolutely free. What say you?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with your cicadas.
If you find a cicada in your entree.
Jesus. Lame ass.
That's going to be a great gimmick again in 2021.
It's 17 years.
Don, do you have cicada?
No, and I've been to Mike's place, and I know if you find the embryo, your meal is free.
You're trying to shock us.
You are a shock jock. Mike.
Yuck.
I said the truth, Rob. A flaw.
Look around, Cafe.
Ironically, that's what the writers were looking for.
A tiny flaw.
Just the tiniest flaw.
Just a
chasson. Hold it. I'm going to call him by name. Robert.
Condom.
Oh. Well, hold that up again. Condom. Yeah. You spelled it wrong. We don't take off for spelling. That's cool.
Yum, yum.
You just spell condom with an N.
Starberry.
I didn't bring it up. Beth Ann, what do you say?
Some of them are
a beer. If you find a beer.
A beer.
Beer.
I know. It's a
beer.
No, he's not retarded.
How about you, bud? Retarded.
I said finger.
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 Oh. It doesn't even matter which finger. Anyway, no. Mary, amazingly, you remain in the lead. And Rick, here is your clue. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, this is true, actually. Have you heard about the new wine they've named for Grateful Dead frontman Jerry Garcia? They've come out with a brand new whole line of wines for him.
Oh, really, Rob?
Really, Robert. It's a challenging Merlot with an oak undertone and just a hint of blank. It's Jerry Garcia wine, Rick. He's dead now, but it's honoring him. It's the new wine that they've named for Grateful Dead frontman Jerry Garcia. It's a challenging Merlot with oak undertones and just a hint of blank.
I don't want to put that on.
I don't know if I can.
I think I did.
Yes, you can. You don't want to put it down. If we have to, we'll delete it out.
All right, I'm in.
Are you familiar with Jerry Garcia, Rick?
You should ask me that.
You ever hear of him, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. Rick, are you with us?
Oh, they're right.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you familiar with Jerry Garcia?
Yes, I am.
But this should
really
be easy.
I'm really drawing a blank here.
I'm in.
Everybody else is in?
I'm in.
Jesus Christ.
He was the one with the beard.
Yeah, I know who he was. All right, I'm in with a dumb answer.
Oh, okay.
Y'all are. It's a dumb question.
I know there's a funny answer. I just can't think of the word.
Okay. It's a dumb game. That's the problem. Rick, it's the new wine that they've named after Grateful Dead frontman Jerry Garcia. A challenging Merlot with oak undertones and just a hint of...
Acid.
Acid.
I'm going to change mine. I have Ben and Jerry's ice cream, but I'm going to change mine to embryo.
Okay, you want to go back to that?
No. You should be allowed to do that.
Embryo is becoming the new penis.
It's time.
And you can quote me. Mike, do you have embryo?
No, I have just a hint of ass.
Just a hint.
That's the word I was looking for.
Not a match.
How could that word, which comes out of my mouth so many times a day.
It's the obvious one.
And the good thing is it's understated. Robert, absolutely. What do you say?
I said with a hint of weed. Did I spell it right?
That's right. Oh,
yeah.
That's excellent.
Weed.
No match. Oh. Beth Ann.
Marijuana.
Spelled wrong.
Completely wrong. Why didn't you see easier one?
White people make mistakes, too.
Why can't we just run the whole thing through spell check?
Here's how you spell it, Beth Ann. Marijuana.
That's how you spell it right there.
Nice picture, Bud.
Thank you.
And again. You know, Mike, you haven't drawn
any pictures. Who is that a joint
today.
For? Paul Bunyan?
Jerry Garcia.
Oh, I didn't even see it. I was so busy focusing on the ass.
Jerry Garcia.
I see him.
Hey, Don, by the way, this is my pen. I brought it, so I don't want you to think I'm stealing when I leave today.
Okay.
Because you know how you feel about it.
Yeah, that can have the pen.
Yeah, that's your private pen. Private property.
Yeah, that's your pen.
What kind of pen is that you have?
It's a black pen.
It is now.
Special brand. It's the only one they would sell to me.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it? Very good. Okay, amazingly, guys, you realize this? Mary's still in the lead?
Wow. Yeah.
What does she have?
She has one match. And Rick,
my God.
Rick, you're sporting a bagel over there, buddy. You better
so
try harder.
If he doesn't do good this time, he's out, right?
That's right. Mary, I need you to pick A or B.
I'll stay with B.
Yeah, it's worked
B.
So well.
Yeah, really.
Whatever.
B, 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 B. Chauncey! Wait, you didn't like that guy at the
palace? No, I didn't like
at the
that
palace?
Guy. No.
I love it. What's his name? Is his name Mason? That's the guy.
Sir Bandwagon Biatch.
I love him.
You
he's
got
great.
On the bandwagon.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah, and you just drove over here from South Central, too, right?
Yeah.
You know the bandwagon?
Come on.
I'm from Los Angeles.
Do you know?
With the
you're not
from
LA.
Do you know the bandwagon I jumped on? I jumped on the bandwagon.
You and other bitches.
That LA stinks, and I'm glad anybody beat him.
I tell you what.
What?
They'll win it next year.
What do you want to bet? You name it, pal.
How about another Tom Gavin massage?
Oh, you rub that fag. I know.
He's
no.
Yeah, Robert,
not
you,
that there's anything
I'll
wrong with that.
You think of the bet.
And you and I have a bet that the Lakers will be back in it and win it next year.
I'll take it. You tell me.
In it to win it.
Anyway.
What's so funny, racist?
What's that? What's so funny, racist?
And we all looked at Rob.
Precisely. Can we move on with the game, please?
Sure. Yes, racist.
All right, thank you very much. I'm Gene Racist. Mary, are you ready?
Ready.
Don, listen carefully.
All right.
right.
This one's for you.
Okay.
In her new motion picture, Birth.
Oh,
yeah, baby.
All right. In her new motion picture, Birth, Nicole Kidman has a scene where she gets passionate with a 10-year-old boy, which was different than sex with her ex-husband, Tom, because the boy wasn't blank.
I'm in.
Wasn't blank.
The boy wasn't blank.
I get that one.
Okay, Mary, in the new motion picture, Birth, where are you calling from again, Mary? Is it Lake Tahoe?
At home.
Lake Tahoe.
And you got movie theaters out there?
Will you?
Oh, good. Then you'll love to see the motion picture, Birth, where Nicole Kidman has a scene where she gets passionate with a 10-year-old boy, different than sex with her ex, Tom Cruise, because the boy wasn't blank. Is the panel right?
Yeah,
yeah,
we're in.
All right, Mary, the boy wasn't blank. What say you?
Gay.
He wasn't gay.
Oh, that's a good answer.
That is a good answer. That's maybe what the panel was looking for. Don, mm-hmm. Do you have gay?
The 10-year-old boy, I said, no, unlike Tom Cruise, the boy was not hairless.
Oh.
I'm just drawing my own assumption about the maturity of the young man.
I think you're on your game today.
And please. Whatever Tom Cruise has going on.
Besides, all you've seen is the storyboards. You haven't actually seen the movie.
Right.
What do you say, Mike? Not a match there.
I am matching here. I said gay.
Hey, there you go. Match. We haven't had one in a while.
Yeah. Winner!
Robert, the angry mailman, what do you say?
I said circumcised.
Interesting.
Make it fun. Spell it with a Z. How about you, Beth Ann? Gay is a match. There you go. And Buzz?
I matched Don. I said hairless.
There you go. All right. Now, this puts us in a great situation where, Rick, you can still win. All right?
Yeah, okay. Right.
No, she can. Mary only has three matches. You need three to tie, four to win. Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. Oh, this one's about me. Rob Spiewak's marital advice. Oh, and you want to write down this anyway.
Okay.
Or write this down. Rob Spiewak's marital advice, always treat your wife like a precious thoroughbred racehorse. If she ever starts to slow down, just blank her.
I'm in.
Hold your answer, Rick.
Are you a married guy, Rick?
No, I'm not.
Hey, that's pretty smart. Rob Spiewak's marital advice. Always treat your wife like a precious thoroughbred racehorse. If she ever starts to slow down, just blank her. Is the panel right?
I'm in.
Not yet.
Buzz in.
Yeah, I'm in.
We're all ready, Robbie.
RTAM, are you in? That's Robert the Angry Mailman.
He's already hit his buzzer.
Okay, very good. Okay, Rick, my marital advice to you, always treat your wife like a precious thoroughbred racehorse. If she ever starts to slow down, just blank her. What do you say?
Punch, hit, or kick?
I need one answer.
Oh, crap.
We'll just go with punch, okay? Don, do you have punch the horse? No. Or the wife?
No, and I also had four answers.
Oh, that's all right. Well, let's see what you matched anywhere.
I had either shoot, kill, dismember, and then turn into glue.
You know me so well, but not a match.
Not a match.
How about you, Mike?
I have the standard. Give her the whip.
Give her the whip? Not a hit, though. That involves an apparatus. Robert?
I said beat her ass with a whip.
Not a match. Beth Ann?
I've mentioned I'm not going out to dinner.
That's right. That's true. Yeah.
I said shoot.
Shoot. You start to say euthanize.
No,
both acceptable. How about you, Buzz?
I said kick.
Kick. Oh, you know what? They're all great answers, and they all make sense. But Mary, you have won game one.
Yay!
And we will see Mary again in the final match.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Final match, and we're playing for, I think, was it $500?
Well, I would think it would be $250 with a chance to double it in Big Money Super Match.
Gotcha. So, thank you for the rules, Rob.
Of course.
Rick, don't go away mad, okay, Rick?
Okay.
Just go away. Enjoy your HBO Curb Your Enthusiasm second season DVD box set, courtesy of HBO. And you want the exclusive Don and Mike logo sleeve of Pro V1 golf balls.
Hey,
courtesy of
Mice?
Courtesy of Golfdom. And you can see Mike at his appearance on Friday. Robert, you should go out and see Mike.
How come you don't bust his balls when he messes up? He butchers the language every day.
I didn't write that copy.
I got a million things.
Don and Mike.
Robert.
I got a million things to
Don
say and
Mike.
To read.
Robert. Yeah. Are you going to come out?
You can carry
and I'm not holding no horse reins either.
I'll get you a nice red jacket.
You know, Robert?
But you would.
Robert,
you did at your restaurant.
You can carry his bags.
Oh. Sure could.
Rob.
Get you a nice corner outfit.
Carry these bags.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't touch yourself there, Robert.
All right, Rick, goodbye forever.
Rick.
Marie, we'll hold on to you, and you're going to play for the money in the final round. When we come back. Let me see, Robbie, if I got this right. When we come back,
right,
it'll be Christine against Kevin.
Exactly. And the winner of that round will play Mary.
And that's called?
That's called Final Match.
Sure.
Final
Match.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's Super Match?
Oh, Big Money Super Match?
Yeah.
That's the winner of Final Match goes on to play Big Money Super Match, where she tries to match or he,
one of our
celebrities.
Right.
Yeah,
I just like hearing him explain it.
Right. Exactly.
Christine and Kevin, and the winner will take on Mary in Match Game, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike on Free FM.
If you're headed west on 66, you're going to encounter a slowdown near Route 50. Your right shoulder lane is crowded there. It's slow from the Beltway and again near Centerville to Gainesville. The new Mercedes-Benz R-Class seats 6 with the utmost respect, even when the traffic on the Beltway gets disrespectful. The R-Class with permanent four-wheel drive. Visit WashingtonAreaMB.com. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This power hour of WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Dave and Buster's.
Tonight on E!, Paris and Nicole hit the road. Ryan Seacrest and Juliana DePandy have the scoop. And Tori Spelling's telling off.
This is where all the plastic surgery rumors actually started.
First up at 6:30, Paris and Nicole navigate life's highway.
Are you on the freeway?
I don't know. Maybe.
The Simple Life weeknights. Then at 7,
it's your hookup to Young Hollywood. This is E! News.
Tonight, Ryan Seacrest sits down with Wilmer Valderrama and asks him to set the record straight about his relationship with Lindsay Lohan. Plus, we've got your American Idol update. Get the skinny on what's going down this season.
Celebrity news from coast to coast.
Only on E! News. And at 9, Tori Spelling grew up as Hollywood royalty.
I think I wasn't really prepared for it.
And in her E! True Hollywood story, this Daddy's Girl isn't holding anything back.
It's pretty much all downhill from there.
The shows you love, only on E! It all starts tonight at 6:30 with The Simple Life. We love it, too.
It's the Tower Insider Tuesdays Report, spotlighting new CDs at $9.99 and DVDs at only $16.99. You won't find prices this low and this kind of selection anywhere. Now here's your host, a big dreamer with limited high school drama club experience.
Thank you. Insider Tuesday's release of this week, a new album from the artist now and again known as Prince, only $9.99. Not into Prince? How about Ben Harper, Teddy Geiger, and more? Only $9.99. So on DVD at $16.99, there's the unrated version of Derailed, featuring friend star Jennifer Aniston and Clive Owen. Oh, he should have totally been the new James Bond. And then there's the hilarious animated movie Chicken Little, the story of a chicken who gets hit on the head with an acorn and thinks the sky is falling. This has been the Tower Insider Tuesday's Report, giving you the hottest music titles at $9.99 and DVDs at $16.99. For music, movies, games, and gadgets, Tower Records and Tower.com. Life played loud.
The opinions expressed here do not reflect the opinions of Tower Records, Inc., merely those of a guy who once played the third tree from the left in a high school drama production. The low prices, however, are true.
What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. It's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Transport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. It's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan Now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and maximum horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
From Universal Pictures.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started as a holdup?
Bank robbery. You're the hottest negotiator.
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
You're saying Inside Man is the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
We gotta step back and look at this thing from a distance.
Inside Man delivers the goods. A cool, captivating cat and mouse game. Perfectly played.
Look, Detective, there are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
You want me to do something unethical? Just when you think you've figured it out, you haven't. Rolling Stone says, Inside Man has pulsating excitement. The suspense crackles, the acting sizzles, and the script keeps tossing surprises like grenades.
Hey, Booker, keep your men back!
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery.
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, in theaters Friday.
There's a man in my office wearing a hard hat and really big gloves.
Oh, right.
Who is he?
That's Earl from the loading dock.
The loading dock?
Yeah, you came up here to help with the drilling.
Drilling?
Yeah, didn't you say you needed some help with the...
Billing. I said I needed help for the next 2 weeks with the billing, and I called Ronstadt for that.
Ronstadt.
Yes.
Who?
Ronstadt.
Do I know him?
It's they, and they'll send someone who will help with the billing.
Right. Not drilling?
Not today.
Probably never.
Probably not.
Yeah.
At Ronstadt, we listen. That's why we're the staffing company that knows you better.
I really did think you said drilling, though.
Billing. With your own two-person Ronstadt staffing team, there's always somebody listening to make sure you get the best job, boss, and company fit.
You know, in my defense, they sound similar. Billing, drilling,
For any kind of job. Full-time, part-time, permanent, office, or industrial. Just call us at 1-877-922-2468. We're Ronstadt, the work solutions people. Good to know you.
Tonight, NBC Wednesday is a big deal. Starting with a special Deal or No Deal, America's hottest game show. Then, attention Law & Order fans. Tonight is the night Law & Order moves to its new time. 9, 8 Central, with an all-new episode.
All I care about is, did he do the crime?
Then...
It's the robbery! Everybody down!
The premiere of Heist, from the director of Bourne Identity and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Most thieves rob one store. They are about to rob an entire city.
So which one are we going to hit?
All of them.
Every episode brings you closer to the greatest heist in history.
How much are we talking about?
Half a billion?
Billion. With a B.
Yeah.
Entertainment Weekly raves. The performances are terrific. And People Magazine says Heist has real bite. Tonight, a special Deal or No Deal. Law & Order at its new time in the premiere of Heist.
Does the Washington real estate market have you confused? Is it going up? Or going down? Was there a bubble? Or not? If you're thinking of buying or selling, you've probably got questions. Or maybe you're just curious about how much your house is worth. Find the answers in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend. 2 days packed with information about the current market. This Saturday, in the real estate section, read article after article on finding the right mortgage, whether to buy or rent, how to sell your home, and other advice you'll need to make decisions in the local housing market now. Then Sunday, look for the annual housing outlook section. It's filled with information county by county, zip code by zip code, and stories about people who are buying and selling right now. From Prince George's to Prince William, from Frederick to Fairfax. All in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend. So, if you are interested in the current Washington area real estate market, be sure to pick up the Post this Saturday and Sunday.
I'm so glad you got tickets to this concert.
Yeah, definitely. These guys put on a killer show.
Great. Let's go.
Wait. It's just the opening band. Let's get a little stone first. It's crazy strong. Here you go.
This is the moment your guidance can prevent your teen from smoking marijuana. So visit theantidrug.com and learn how to set clear rules about drugs.
Lunch with good friends is the perfect time to come into Bertucci's. Our brick ovens are hot, our chefs are ready, and our passion for creating great Italian dishes, well, that's always here. You might even find some passion of your own for one of our lunch dishes, like eggplant panini al forno, roasted eggplant with pomodoro sauce, fresh basil, mozzarella, and provolone cheese, or our delicious four cheese ravioli. Bertucci's. What's not to love?
Order Bertucci's carryout and bring some of our passion for great Italian dishes home to your table.
Tonight, there's only one question on everyone's mind. Is there going to be an all-new episode of Lost? The answer is yes. An all-new Lost tonight, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
When my friends think of me, they think of my cell phone. It goes wherever I go. You could say we're attached to the ear. I have a special ringtone for each one of my friends, and yes, it annoys some people. But I was glad to have it when I left work late last night, because it's going to help the police catch the person who murdered me.
Item, cellular phone, displaying last number dialed. To the men and women who solve the crimes and catch the killers, nothing matters but the evidence.
The girl called your number right after her throat was cut.
the series premiere of The Evidence, a new television experience.
Tonight at 10, only on Washington's ABC 7.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
No. My dear, you know absolutely nothing about prices. Thank you for being on The Price is Right. We are going to have our first showcase showdown after we show you this.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Welcome back to The Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine, fine Wednesday afternoon. Don and Mike returning April 3rd, Monday, April 3rd. Don't forget, though, if you want to check up on all things going on Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com. And if you click on my picture, it'll take you to my website, joeardinger.com. So check that out, too. Now, we were just listening to the match game, and now we're going to continue on with that with Robert the Angry Mailman. It's the match game, I guess, 2005? Who knows? It's definitely the best of Don and Mike.
We're back with Match Game 2004. Playing today, along with me, Donnie, that's D-O-N-I, Mike, Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Robert the Angry Mailman. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how come all the whites got headphones with me?
He noticed.
Those are my headphones, sweetheart.
No, they're not.
Beth Ann McBride, our new producer, Rob Spiewak. And hold on, Rob, there's your microphone.
We haven't enough jacks.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, well. I'm sorry if reality
brother
hurts.
Does not have headphones.
Somebody had to come up.
Talking about me.
Somebody had to come up on the short end of the stick.
Of course
can,
I did.
Can somebody give Robert some headphones?
No, that's okay. I don't need them. I don't need them, Don. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I was just pointing that out.
Right, well, and a good thing you pointed out.
Brother does not have headphones.
We did it on purpose.
I know you did.
You should know we did that on purpose.
I did it on purpose.
Said we have.
I did it on purpose.
We have Robert coming in.
Let me sit in the back. Is this better? Let me sit in the back. There you go. I'm in the back of the studio now.
We'll be back.
We shall overcome.
Could you just go outside the building? Could
you, you got some cotton out there?
Could you just go to the back door of the building?
Cotton fields in the parking lot?
All right, let's play the game. Here we go. If you're really nutty about headphones, we'll get
no,
Rob, we don't have enough place to plug them in.
There's no jack.
There's no
of course
jack.
There's no jack.
You don't know jack.
I don't.
Why don't we get a new jack? New Jack City.
We said all week, folks.
How was that?
That was good. Let's play low budget, excuse me, not Jeopardy. It's a match game.
Match game 2004.
Yeah. Round number two. You know us. Rob, here are your new contestants.
Yes.
From Virginia, where she listens on WJFK FM. Here is Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Hi, Christine.
Hi there.
And how are you?
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, on WNFL, here is Kevin.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Stars.
Hi, Rob.
Rob.
I want to tell our panel, we've got a lot of fun to have today because these guys are wacky, spirited.
Come on. Play the game.
Christine.
Christine. That was Mike being kooky.
Hi.
Hi. Christine, do you remember who won the coin toss?
I think I did.
That's right. It was Christine who won the coin toss. So I need you to pick A or B.
A.
A. I think it's the first time we had to say that today. Okay, here's your clue, Christine. Don't answer until I ask you. Dumb Dora said, oh, Dumb Dora.
Yeah, Dumb Dora.
Dumb Dora said, my TV is all screwed up. It shows two programs at once. Last night I saw Tony Soprano trying to blank Jim Belushi. Dumb Dora said, my TV is all screwed up. Shows two programs at once. Last night I saw Tony Soprano trying to blank Jim Belushi. And she saw it in HD. Christine, are you familiar with Tony and Jim?
Yes.
Of course you are.
I am in like Errol Flynn.
Donovan?
I'm in.
I think the panel is right all around.
Everybody's ready.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right, Christine, it doesn't matter if you're in. Dumb Dora said my TV's all screwed up. It shows two programs at once. Last night I saw Tony Soprano trying to blank Jim Belushi. What do you say?
Do
Jim Belushi.
Do him.
That'd be a good show, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Good for the kids.
Don, do you have do?
Well, no. My answer doesn't matter. I was going back to earlier this week on the show.
Right.
Or last week with the guy for Love or Money. French kissing.
Oh, yeah.
Great answer. Kinder, gentler.
Hey. That's a good answer.
Hey, shut up.
Do not
okay?
throw paper at me, man. It's not that type of party, pal. It's in 1960 in a diner in South Carolina. I'll get up and whoop your ass.
Will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Would you pick that paper up off the floor?
Hell would freeze over before I pick up that
piece
of paper. Mike, do you have two?
No, I had the traditional, not funny, but I had whack.
Whack, yeah, there you go. No match there.
He spelled it wrong.
He did. Robert, thank you for catching him on that.
I think it's W-H-A-C-K.
Yes.
You're going to whack
the guy. Oh, yeah, you're right. Right. Yeah, you're right. I spell it like wacky.
Or spiewack.
Oh, spiewack, yeah.
Hey, how about that, Robert? Hey.
I caught a white man. Let's spell the word, y'all.
Yeah.
Whitey got it wrong.
Anytime you want to participate in the spelling bee, you name it.
Next week, pal, after you come off vacation.
Okay.
When the Lakers win the championship.
I'm feeling a negative vibe now. Robert, you have to.
I said eat.
Eat. Ooh. Oh. What a delicious meal.
Oh, you know, just remembering the question.
I know. That's
it's
right.
What Tony Soprano was doing to Jim Belushi.
Right, and then we needed a verb, and he came up with that one. And
yeah.
That's a boy. Yeah, I'll wake up screaming tonight. Beth Ann, what do you say?
I said love.
Love.
Oh. I think that's the same thing.
No, you know what? I think judges would say yes on that.
Oh, is that?
Trying to love. Yeah, that's a match.
Yay!
Yeah. Good job, Christine.
That's how I meant it.
Mike? I mean, Buzz?
That's okay. You can call me Mike. I didn't know if I could do this. I used the sixth letter of the alphabet.
Yeah, that's a match. Very good.
Winner. Yeah.
Yeah, Christine, good job.
Right.
Kevin, you've got some catch-up work to do.
Okay, I'm ready.
So listen carefully. Hannibal Lecter. Ah, yes. Dr. Hannibal Lecter said to his wife, honey, I'm not very hungry tonight. I think I'll just eat blank for dinner. Dr. Hannibal Lecter said to his wife,
I'm in.
Honey, this must be from the prequel, because I don't ever remember a wife in the movie.
No F.
Honey, I'm not very hungry tonight. I think I'll just eat blank for dinner. Kevin, hold your answer, please. Is the panel right?
Robert, UNBA. How about you, Beth Ann?
I'm in.
Buzz and Mike?
I'm in.
I think everybody's in. Kevin, Dr. Hannibal Lecter said to his wife, honey, I'm not very hungry tonight. I think I'll just eat blank for dinner. Kevin, what's your answer?
The cat.
Comes back to the cat.
Great answer, pal.
Yeah. Don't you love that scene in Silence of the Lambs when he eats the cat?
I love the cat.
Silence of the Cat.
But I was thinking about
Don's cat. Of course you were.
My cat, bro.
Maybe, Kevin, maybe now, not think so much. Don, do you have cat?
What was the setup?
Dr. Hannibal Lecter says, honey, I'm not very hungry tonight. All maybe right. I'll just eat blank for dinner.
The Domino's guy.
Okay.
Not a bat.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the dog.
That was worse than his.
Mike?
Clarice, may I eat your cat? No, I said he'd just eat out for dinner.
Your picture says it awful lot.
Yeah, I wish this was TV.
Really?
Robert?
I said your toes.
Oh, just toes, sure.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Domino's guy.
Not very hungry.
I'm going to eat the Domino's guy.
That's funnier than toes.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're all better than cat.
Black, green, red.
I got to mention race.
Because you mention race all the time.
But I didn't this question.
But I'm just saying, this is a question. This is a question I believe my answer
the
funnier.
The Domino's guy sucks.
Domino's guy is the guy that would come to the door. He's a cannibal.
He's going to eat him.
You know what? You just don't like the fact that a white man had a funnier answer than you.
No, he didn't have a funny answer.
Yes, it was a funny answer.
Hold it. Mike has his hand up.
I see no teeth.
I'd like to nominate Robert as a regular member of the panel for Match Game.
I second that. I do.
I believe Robert has found his home.
Beth Ann, do you say cat?
Well, Kevin, unfortunately, he was a little hungrier, so he wanted to eat the dog.
Wow. Amazing there would be two such bad answers that still don't match.
Right.
How about you, Buzz? Did you say shovel?
I think I know what they... No, I didn't. I think I know what the judges wanted. As a matter of fact, since Hannibal wasn't very hungry, he wanted a dwarf
there
for dinner.
There you go.
I guess no match there.
There you go.
I was only kidding about shovel, of course.
Delivery guy.
Of course. I beat you, son.
No, listen, anything's better than toes.
And he turned into 50 gold coins.
And I'm going to kick somebody.
I'm glad we cleaned up this game.
Yeah, me too.
It's been nothing but smooth sailing.
Nobody's answered with penis.
That's true.
That's true because of the jingle.
Right.
Amen.
My pink penis, but don't say penis.
We're all trying to avoid penis.
That's right.
Speak for yourself.
Got awful quiet in here. Christine, pick A or B.
I'll go with A again.
Yay! You know, Christine, you're up by 2 matches.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And well, one of you dummies turn your radio down. I'm guessing it's Kevin.
I don't have my radio on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Christine?
I don't have mine on either.
The other somebody is playing something.
Sweet doughy-headed someone's playing the radio there. Anyway, now the sound
TV
is gone.
Yeah, the sound is gone and both
maybe
of them lied.
Maybe it's in your head, Don.
CB radio. Yeah.
Are you ready, Christine?
You know, there wouldn't be room in my head because my head is so jammed up with great stuff like eating the Domino's guy.
Yeah. With a brain the size of a peanut, you know, what can you do?
All right, now, boys.
Well, with the brain the size of a baby's tooth, what are you going to do?
Lakers, man.
Lakers.
Rob, go ahead, racist.
Okay, don't worry. We'll fix all this in the editing. Okay, here we go, Christine. Boy, Christine, it sure was awkward last year at WJFK's Christmas party. No, not because of the parking. But everyone was having a great time until Buzz Burbank decided to soak his blank in the punch bowl.
See?
Again, this will be easy for Buzz because he was there.
Yeah.
It was awkward at last year's WJFK Christmas party. You see, Christine, WJFK, that's the radio station where we work. Everyone was having a great time until Buzz Burbank chose to soak his blank in the punch bowl. Don is in. Please hold your answer, Christine.
I'm in, of course.
Mike, you in? Then everybody's in. Christine from Virginia, it sure was awkward last year at WJFK's Christmas party. Everyone was having a great time until Buzz Burbank decided to soak his blank in the punch bowl. What do you say?
His member.
Hey, but she didn't say...
No.
Right.
That's right. That's good. That's very good, Christine. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Don, did you say member?
No, I said...
Members only?
Said he was soaking his dentures.
Oh, right.
That's funny.
No, that's not funny. See,
that's
you don't know what's not funny.
All right, I know what's funny, pal.
All right, I'll wait till your answer, then we'll find out what funny is.
Mike?
I have said soaked his beautiful, bony bottom.
Oh, which is no easy feat for him.
No, not at all.
No. Okay, no match there. Robert, here comes comedy.
All right, here we go, Fags.
Spelling doesn't count.
Same thing, I master.
She matched.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yay! He said the word we're not allowed to say anymore.
That's right.
That's funny.
Winner. That's right.
That's
not funny. Mm-hmm. Not
it is funny.
The man?
Can we say this?
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Say it.
Nice ass.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Beth.
No match.
Wait a minute.
And Buzz.
Nice ass.
Buzz Burbank, a man who was there.
That's yeah. right.
Buzz, what do you say?
If anybody I would know, I would, and so would Robert. It's that word for member.
There you go.
Winner.
Hey.
Winner.
Hey.
Right. Good
wow, so
you.
Two more matches, Christine. Kevin, you got some... I'm sorry, Robert. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, racist.
No, really.
No, go ahead, Hitler.
Okay, Kevin, you've got a lot of work to do, so I need you to work hard, okay?
Okay.
Gene here racist. We go. You're Gene Racist here.
Go ahead, Hitler.
So, after a rocky marriage, Dennis and Michelle Rodman are getting a divorce.
That? Go ahead, Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said, all right. That's what the French said.
And now here's your MC, Adolf
Hitler. It's nice to be known, isn't it? Hey, he does mimicry.
Yes, I do.
That's wonderful.
You're in trouble, Mom.
I'm going to be replaced.
After a rocky marriage, Dennis and Michelle Rodman are getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah, it's very sad.
Oh. But Michelle Rodman says, good riddance. I'm tired of Dennis sneaking in and taking my blank.
I'm in.
It's a terrible marriage, Dennis and Michelle Rodman.
I'm in.
Sometimes it's best when they divorce. They are getting a divorce, and Michelle Rodman says, good riddance. I'm tired of Dennis sneaking in and taking my blank. Think about that, Kevin. Don, are you in?
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in. B.A., you in?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in.
B.A. Buzz, you in?
I'm in.
Mike?
I'm in.
The panel is right, so we go to Kevin from Green Bay, Wisconsin. After a rocky marriage, Dennis and Michelle Rodman are getting a divorce, and Michelle Rodman says, good riddance. I was tired of Dennis sneaking in and taking my blank. What do you say, Kevin?
Underwear.
Michelle Rodman's
not
underwear.
Bad. Not bad.
It's funny just to say Michelle Rodman. Don, do you have Michelle Rodman's underwear?
No, I said he was there for her douche.
Oh. He's a very clean man. No match.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Yes. Dennis and Michelle Rodman are getting a divorce, and Michelle says, good riddance. I'm tired of Dennis Rodman sneaking in and taking my blank.
Temperature.
Did I spell that right? Hey, Mike, there you go now. There you go.
Thank you.
You scored today.
Thank you very much.
That's a good one. That's
if
a good
I can
one.
Get just one of those, I'm
as
happy to.
As bad as douche was,
right.
But you're saved.
Thank
I
you.
Think me and Don are having an unfunny off. I said money.
Oh, that's money. Your worst one yet.
Now, let me explain the difference. The Domino's joke was funny. Douche,
no, it wasn't.
Douche on douche some
was,
level
there was
is
some
still
attempt
funnier,
at comedy, yes.
Still funnier than whatever you just wrote.
Well, I actually tried not to be funny, so...
You you're trying not to be
you're,
funny.
You're doing
thanks
it.
For helping us out.
And you know what?
Thanks for helping us out. You're coming on the show. You're trying not to be funny.
For this joke.
Why can't you enjoy the success he's achieving at that, though?
I have a prediction.
Hold down,
I think Beth Ann's going to have a big winner.
Okay, Ron.
Okay, Beth Ann, did you say underwear?
No, I said clothes.
That's a match. That's
too vague, man. Don't give him that.
B.A., I might suggest you try to be funny now.
But that is a match indeed. It is. Kevin, good job.
All right, thank whatever.
You. Do you have underwear?
No, I have dresses.
Dresses? No. You see, dresses, not underwear, but
right.
Clothes.
Right.
So, there you go.
I know. It's totally unfair, but it's Adolf's game.
That's right. And all complaints must be submitted in writing.
Oh, Rommel.
Thank you very... Oh, now it's Rommel. That's a demotion. Christine, I need you to pick A or B.
You know, hold on. I got to tell you. I thought of Rob.
Right.
I was driving down Route 50 on my way to Ocean City, and I noticed just past Easton or Cambridge, I always get those towns
right.
Up, there's an Ace Hardware, and it's obviously family-owned, and it says Rommel's Ace Hardware.
Really?
And I drove by, and the first person I thought of was my buddy Rob. And
thank
I said,
you.
I
did
said,
you stick your hand out the window straight?
Said, do you think there's a chance?
That there's any connection.
And he said no, and I said, well, if that's the case, why don't you change the name?
Yeah, it's really not a very good name.
Well, Rommel.
You know, if you happen to have the evil general that worked for the
it
Nazis.
It brings back so many great memories.
All right, where are we at here?
You know, I don't even know. Christine needs to pick A or B.
That's right.
The current score, Christine with four matches, Kevin only one.
Okay.
All right, so what happens here? Can one of these guys win?
Well, Christine can either seal him out or Kevin get a chance to
does
jump
she
back
to
in.
Pick A or B?
She does, just like I've already asked her.
Let's go with A again.
Okay.
A
again.
Yeah.
A.
1,000.
A right here.
1,000. Let's look back, shall we? Last Halloween, Joe Ardinger was heard to scream as the police were chasing him.
Joe.
That's the last time I go to a costume party dressed as a blank. You like Halloween, Christine?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Last Halloween, Joe Ardinger was heard to scream while the police were chasing him. That's the last time I go to a costume party dressed as a blank. Hold your answer, Christine.
That's what Mike's thinking.
So am I. I'm really drawing a blank here.
Me too.
I'm in.
Get it? Blank?
Oh, you're in our show off. Is yours funny? All right.
Why break a thread?
My answer is for you, okay?
Okay.
For Robert the Mailman. I'm in, Mike. Are you
all right.
In?
Yeah, I'm in.
My answer's for you, too. And Rob.
So many people doing so many things for so many people. It's a great place to be. Christine, last Halloween, Joe Ardinger was heard to scream while the police were chasing him. That's the last time I go to a costume party dressed as a blank. What do you say?
A member.
A member.
A member of what?
You know.
Oh, okay.
Just use that answer.
You might think member, but don't say member.
Right.
We all knew that came 2004. Do you remember, Don? Do you have member?
Joe went dressed as a big black toe. Sorry.
My head too.
That was for you, Robert. That was because you had such a great answer with toes.
Okay.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Now the panel has taken to using their answers to inflict pain on other members of the panel.
Yeah, of course.
It's always good when the game takes a back seat. Mike, do you say member?
I said he went dressed as a nudist.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Is that a match?
No, it's not a match. No.
All right.
I'm sorry. It's
Robert.
Not. Robert.
Okay, no. Hold on. Everybody, here comes the funny answer.
Quiet.
I said he went dressed as a
f***er. Oh, no.
See?
Makes funny a certain amount of sense.
Made me laugh.
That's terrible.
But you know, it's not a match.
Robert,
it's
terrible.
Okay.
You laughing?
I know I am.
It's better than black toe. Because what did the black toe connect to?
Not a match. Beth Ann, jump in anytime.
You are the worst.
Yeah, you wanted to say it.
I've been dying to say it.
Well, you got it written on the back of your hand.
What did Beth Ann
say? Please, anytime.
Thank you. I said he went dressed as a spiewak.
Oh.
Oh.
Not selling.
Oh.
Wow, remember that card Robert gave you about not packing your bags?
Okay.
Well, you're at a table for one.
Spelling, W-A-K. Buzz.
In some circles, a match, but no, I said a joint.
Yeah, there you go.
Joint.
Perhaps that's what the judge is looking for. Yeah. No matches there. Kevin, you can win this here.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep,
do you have your thinking toque on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The young father called the new mother and said, "Honey, the good news is I got us a babysitter for this Saturday night. The bad news is that the babysitter is blank."
Uh-oh. Okay.
Sure. We're in.
Well, you got that.
All right.
The young father called the new mother and said, "Honey, the good news is I got us a babysitter for this Saturday night. The bad news is that the babysitter is blank." Kevin, I know you're not married. Are you married? I forget.
Is it
you are married?
Yeah.
I'm married.
You have children?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to say hi to them?
Sure.
Okay, we don't have any time.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, but Kevin, once again, the young father called the new mother and said, "Honey, the good news is I got us a babysitter for this Saturday night. The bad news is that the babysitter is blank." The panel is right. Kevin, what do you say? The babysitter is?
Robert the mailman.
Robert the mailman.
He really could have won this game, too. Yeah, that is funny.
Now,
that is funny.
I think I know the answer you were going for, and I just want to say, you know, Michael Jackson.
That's crap.
The obvious.
Yeah, there you go.
In reality.
Okay, good one.
But good one. That's like the obvious one.
Yeah. Right.
Give me the setup again, Robbie.
The good news is I got us a babysitter for this Saturday night. The bad news is that the babysitter is
Cameron Gray.
OJ.
He's our program director.
And not a match. Mike.
The bad news is the babysitter is, this is so funny,
yes.
Irish.
Oh, so drunk. Lock up the liquor cabinet.
There you go.
No match. Robert, did you just answer me?
I said colored.
Hey, well, that might
judges?
No.
A split panel on the judges.
Isn't it like the picture?
Beth Ann.
Let me see.
Beth Ann, what's your answer?
Robert the mailman.
Wow.
Wow.
How did she do it?
Winner. That's amazing, Buzz.
I said Nicole Kidman.
Also good.
Come back to the bathtub.
Oh, right. With a score of 2-4, Christine is our winner. Love you. And Christine, I must know, who is the celebrity you most resemble? Yeah.
Oh, this could take a half an hour.
You think on that.
Kevin, parting is such sweet sorrow. Don't go away mad. Just go away. You got the HBO Curb Your Enthusiasm second season box set DVD. That's courtesy of HBO Video. Plus, you won the exclusive Don and Mike logoed sleeve of Pro V1 golf balls.
All right.
That is from Golfdom. Thank you for listening to the show, Kevin.
Thank you, guys. It's great.
Kevin?
Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes, I'm here.
I think Kevin hung up.
Kevin? No,
I'm here. I'm right here. Kevin.
I didn't much care for him.
I was surprised.
Give you his prize.
I'm here.
I don't play golf.
Well, sure. You know what you can do?
And a hoop or something. You know that.
Why don't you send the prizes over to the Palm? You can pick them up over there.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. I'll go in the back way.
That's right. But you know what this means, Don?
What does this mean?
And it means we move on to final match with Mary and Christine.
Yay!
And the winner of final match will go to the Big Money Super Match.
Mm.
And then this will be over then?
If you want. I don't know.
Okay. No, I definitely do.
Yeah, okay.
When we come back, they play. One girl wins $250.
Exactly.
And then she has a chance to double
her money
for $500
in the Big Money Super Match.
Very good.
Let me make sure they're both still over.
Very clever, boy.
Here is, hold on, Mary?
Huh.
Mary, you there?
I'm here.
Hello, Mary?
Did you hit a button?
Mary?
I'm here.
There she is.
I'm here.
Let's see, and Christine?
Yes.
There you go. We got them both.
We got our contestants.
All right.
Wow. And if you're at home, place your bets, because this is going to be fun.
They need to make the buttons bigger for Don.
Make the buttons bigger for
so
me.
Know what to push. Duh.
Right. Thank you. Right.
Duh.
I'm so much stupider than you are. That's right. I got no talent here running all of this. All of this.
You're a more
sophisticated.
I'm just a color man.
That's right. What do you do?
I'm just a color man. I'm a mailman.
You drive a truck and deliver mail. You know what it is, dude? It's like I'm flying an airplane.
I got more.
And you are in a horse drawn.
I tell you what, in 10 years, I'll still be better than you.
Feel the love.
I love this guy. I
love you too, Robert.
I love each other, ladies.
I love you too.
Can I polish your car or something?
In 10 years, I'm going to give you the finest uniform and you wear it in front of my house.
Can I
be a living lawn jockey?
Can I get white gloves too?
White gloves,
and a
yes.
banjo.
Yes,
and a banjo.
Of course.
More mimicry.
I'm getting worried about my job.
Robert loves the race card. I love the tarred card, but
yes,
Robert
loves
the race
card.
I'm not the racist. I'm just pointing out the
right.
funny aspect.
That's
of
right.
American
always the lightning rod of controversy.
We got it. We got a break. We love you too. When we come back, we'll play final match. Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM's Don and Mike.
In Fairfax County, we do have word of an accident on Route 50 at South Highland Street, just east of Seven Corners, and things are stacking up fast there. Looking for a new job? Check out the Washington Post job section this Sunday for thousands of up-to-date local job listings. The Washington Post, the local expert on local jobs. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
10673FM.com.
Make sure you tune in Monday for a big announcement.
A huge announcement.
It involves food.
But why would I put whipped cream there?
We'll tell you Monday.
The Junkies, mornings on 3FM, 106.7, WJFK. If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard. Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives, and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. At Farish Pontiac GMC, just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
We hold two titles in this town. First, more diamonds than any place in Washington. Second, price. And not merely more diamonds, finer diamonds, certified diamonds. Others may have a handful for you to see. We have 8,000 and over 3,000 ideal cut diamonds from a half to 12 carats. The Charleston Alexander price is our importer's price, usually about half. We go to the diamond cutting centers of the world to get it. There is no other way. Price is a big title to hold. When it comes to diamonds, price matters. And if there was a third title for loving diamonds, we'd hold that, too. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. If you're looking for a diamond, we're the hardest place not to go. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Falls Church and Bethesda. On the web at wherethediamondsare.com. On the phone, 1-800-419-GEMS. 1-800-419-GEMS.
For Coons Honda means great for you. Honda has received a record number of awards, including Motor Trend's Car of the Year Civic and Truck of the Year Ridgeline and Accord's A Car and Driver 10 Best. Plus, Coons Honda received the coveted Honda President's Award for outstanding sales and service. We're celebrating these awards by lowering prices on hundreds of new and certified used Hondas. That's great for you.
Doing business the right way.
With Coons Customer First, you get much more than award-winning vehicles. You get extras like guaranteed availability of advertised specials, $500 in service discounts, exclusive oil change program, free car wash with every service visit, loaner cars with major service, and lifetime warranty on vehicle repairs. Experience Customer First at the area's fastest-growing Honda dealer, where we're celebrating with the offers of the year.
All this week, it's critically acclaimed, Emmy award-winning, and really, really funny.
During the commercial, I got spanked.
The Who's Crew is back with all-new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Only on ABC Family.
World's worst hitchhikers to give a ride to.
You hear voices when you bite into a burrito?
Five never-before-seen episodes of the Laugh Out Loud, make it up on the spot, comedy spectacular.
And magically delicious.
For a full week, ABC Family presents brand new episodes of one of television's most outrageous comedies.
Are you a man or a woman? You have to guess.
Get ready for all new jokes.
Nobody wears underwear like you.
All new sketches.
Don't touch my sauerkraut.
All new funny.
What
What does that entail?
We'll have to shave your whole body.
And the only place to see it is on ABC Family. A full week of never-before-seen episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? All this week at 10, only on ABC Family.
Yeah, that's a rather large lady singing about Verizon Online DSL's $14.95 a month offer. That means the deal is almost over. In fact, you'll only have till April 14th to get Verizon's lowest price ever for high-speed DSL up to 768 kilobits per second. Call 1-800-PICK-DSL and get yours for as low as $14.95 a month when you sign up for a year. That's 1-800-PICK-DSL. But call today. Once this rather large lady stops singing, the curtain's coming down on this deal for good. Verizon.
Verizon reminds you to always download legally. $14.95 a month rate available for new Verizon residential 768 kilobits per second DSL customers. 1 year commitment required. $79 early termination fee applies. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Additional monthly supplier, FUSF recovery charge, and applicable taxes may apply. Other terms and conditions apply. Offer expires 4/14/06.
Live to play. Now have it all, every day. Only Dave & Buster's offers the power combo, a full-size entree and a $10 game card for only $14.99. Eat and play every Sunday through Thursday, open to close, and Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Choose one of 9 delicious entrees, then take your $10 game card and cut loose on the latest games and simulators. That's a huge value for just $14.99. The power combo. It's food, it's games, it's only at Dave & Buster's.
Here's a question. What are you worth? I mean, what are you worth in the job market? What skills and knowledge do you possess that create value for a company? Do you have what it takes for employers to pay you $65,000 a year on average? Do you have what it takes to start right out of school making $30,000 or $40,000 a year? Have you positioned yourself in the fastest growing industry rated by the United States federal government? Good questions, tough answers. If you're stuck making less than $45,000 a year with no way to increase your income, it's time to visit computertraining.com. Log on to their website at www.computertraining.com and find out why their graduates are living their dreams by making an investment in themselves for a better tomorrow today. Please note up front that not everyone is qualified. You'll need to demonstrate that you have solid computer skills and a sincere desire to succeed in order to be accepted into their new Microsoft XP program. To learn more, visit www.computertraining.com and take the online entrance challenge. Again, that's computertraining.com, helping you build a better tomorrow today.
Tonight's a big deal on NBC. First, a special Deal or No Deal, America's hottest game show. Then, an all-new Law & Order at an early time, 9, 8 Central.
All I care about is, did he do the crime?
And the premiere of Heist, the new drama where every episode brings you closer to the score of a lifetime.
So which one are we going to hit?
All of them.
A special Deal or No Deal, Law & Order in its new time and the premiere of Heist, tonight on NBC.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps. 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in 5 states for the first time ever. They'd like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, 3 locations, Fairfax Circle, 4farish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive, Farish Jeep.
Lunch with good friends is the perfect time to come into Bertucci's. Our brick ovens are hot, our chefs are ready, and our passion for creating great Italian dishes, well, that's always here. You might even find some passion of your own for one of our lunch dishes, like eggplant panini al forno, roasted eggplant with pomodoro sauce, fresh basil, mozzarella, and provolone cheese, or our delicious four cheese ravioli. Bertucci's, what's not to love?
Order Bertucci's carryout and bring some of our passion for great Italian dishes home to your table. I say
Tea Party, you say?
Boston.
I say Massachusetts, you say?
Boston.
I say beans, you say?
Refried.
No.
Pinto.
No, Boston. I say the first tabletop receptor for HD digital radio, giving you brilliant digital sounds and audio explosion, you say?
Boston Acoustics?
Right. And that's my system for remembering the name Boston Acoustics.
Why can't you just remember the name Boston Acoustics? It's not like it's the preamble to the Constitution.
Oh, that I remember. 4 score and 7 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, that's the Gettysburg Address.
I say Tea Party.
I say it's quiet time.
HD Radio, the revolution has begun. Go to HDRadio.com.
1067 3FM.com. The Don and Mike Show. WKFK. This is the Don and Mike
Show. Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington grown Canada number one corn on the cob. Value priced at 3 cops for 88 cents. Doing it right. Telling you more, we're fucking up. Sorry about this. I didn't know it was.
And goddamn Whitey produced fucking commercials never come out the right way. Okay. Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter napkins, and paper plates at Brockett Safeway.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, please. You are a good horse. La, 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 la. 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 La, 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 la.
That was PJ.
New to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Oh, I've got too many things going on here. And you know what? It's not all about that. It's all about the best of Don and Mike right here on the Westwood One Radio Network. Coming to you from the Don and Mike building here in Fairfax, Virginia. I'm your host, legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. Let's get right back into it because it's been very, very good so far. Robert the Angry Mailman joining the guys for the Match Games 2004.
Robbie, we're going to fly through this last segment where we have Mary from Lake Tahoe, Christine from Virginia, and they're getting how many? They're getting one question?
One question will determine who wins the $250 and gets a chance
right
to move
okay
on. Let's go. Mary, do you remember who won the coin toss? What is that noise?
Was it somebody opening their car door?
Hello.
Hey, Mary?
No, I'm in the office.
Christine?
I'm sitting at the house.
I'm sitting at the house.
What was the dinging?
What
somebody
the
knows
dinging?
What the dinging
what
is.
What was the dinging, ladies? Come on.
No, it's ghost.
We don't need to explain that. Let's go.
Yes, we do. We love
know.
We love the little details.
What
are you, the producer of the show now?
No,
is that what you are?
I have some announcements I want to make before you kick me out.
Right. Right.
Now, let's go.
All right,
I'm behind Don on this one.
What was the dinging? Ladies.
I'm sitting at a computer desk, so it wasn't me.
Maybe it was her computer.
Right,
anyway,
not exactly offering it.
I thought we disqualify both and go on.
Let's just play. Mary and Christine, here we go.
Christine, isn't that the noise that you get when someone's calling on the CB? I'm kidding, of course. Mary, we've already met you. I need you to pick A or B. Choose wisely.
A.
A.
You did say A, right?
A.
Okay, A. And here is your clue. 10 years after the mysterious death of Nicole Brown Simpson, O.J. still thinks he's a lucky guy, but he doesn't carry a rabbit's foot. No, he carries a blank foot.
Okay, I'm in.
10 years after the mysterious death of Nicole Brown Simpson, O.J. still thinks he's a lucky guy, but he doesn't carry a rabbit's foot. He carries a blank foot.
I'm in. Everybody ready?
I think the panel's in, isn't it? Yeah.
We're ready.
All right, Mary, 10 years after the mysterious death of Nicole Brown Simpson, O.J. still thinks he's a lucky guy, but he doesn't carry a rabbit's foot. He carries a blank foot. What say you?
Human.
A human foot.
A human foot.
Hey, how about that? Don, did you match human foot?
I think so, because I said a Nicole foot.
Yeah, that would be a human foot right there. Very good. Mike?
I said a Nicole foot.
A Nicole foot, also a match?
I said white woman.
White woman, also a match.
Match.
Bam?
I said severed foot.
Severed foot? I think that's a match, yes.
Match, buzz.
I said a lawyer's foot.
I'm sorry.
Lawyers are not people.
No, I'm sorry.
They're not lawyers. They're not people.
Not human.
Show.
But Mary,
sorry,
good Buzz. Play. And panel, good play.
Yeah.
Well, Christine, you can win this, though. All right? So I need you to pick wisely. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, you don't need to pick. I need to, you need to listen. I'm sorry.
B.
Big news in the District of Columbia.
Here we go.
Mayor for life, Marion Barry, is running for office again.
Go.
Did you know this?
This is true.
This is true.
For some ward. He's running for some ward.
He's going to be the...
Say, I want to say I'm smiling, sweating.
How you doing? How you doing, Mayor?
I want to get the city back young. And then have a time.
we did have good times when you were mayor.
Yes, good times. Go down to Camelot. Still, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
I just that bitch set me up. Ain't that a bitch?
What's the question, Robbie?
He's running for office yet again, and the campaigning has begun.
Uh-huh.
He promises a chicken in every pot and a blank in every house. Big news for the District of Columbia, Mayor for Life, Marion Barry, running for office again. The campaign has begun. He has promised a chicken in every pot and blank in every house. I think I misspoke before. Let me repeat this. He has promised a chicken in every pot and blank in every house.
I'm in.
That's going to be one fine ward, don't you think?
I'm in. B-A-U-A. Bethann, Bo.
I'm in.
Okay. All right, Christine. Big news in the District of Columbia, Mayor for Life, Marion Barry, running for office again. The campaign has begun. He promises a chicken in every pot and blank in every house. What do you say?
Pot is in marijuana.
Pot is in marijuana.
In marijuana.
Yes, because wasn't he arrested for that? Okay,
yeah.
Don, what say you?
I knew the drug thing would be
right.
The popular
obvious.
Right.
So I said instead he would give a wonderful catalog of African style hats.
Because you remember...
Where are the crickets?
Yeah.
Did you see the press conference? He's another one of these guys. He gets in trouble and all of a
these
sudden...
These guys. You hear that, America?
Guys. Right, these guys. They're
one of those guys.
One of those guys.
With a long record.
Everyone looks good in an African-style hat.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody. Mike got over
I said, and a crack pipe.
Oh, a crack pipe. No match.
That was probably the answer.
Right. That's right. Robert.
Said, yard jockey.
Yard jockey. Yard. Every house.
You get that name for African hat, yard jockey.
No,
okay.
I got mad because it wasn't funny.
Oh, no, it was funny.
Okay.
We got to go.
Have you seen his African hats?
Whatever, man. Yeah. I got African hats, too, man.
Good comeback. Beth Ann, what did you say?
I said crack pipe.
Not a match, bud.
Crack pipe.
Oh, you know what? There you go. Mary, congratulations, Mary. You are going to big money final match.
Hey, yo, Mary.
But Christine, dry your tears, because here's Dodd to tell you what you've won.
Let's see. Christine, you've got two tickets to go see Stephen Wright, Warner Theater, Friday, June 18th, starting at 8, and tickets to see the Orioles beat the Boston Red Sox on July 26th. Those tickets courtesy of Comcast SportsNet. Yeah. Thank you, Christine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on, honey. Try not to let the fact that you're a big loser ruin your weekend.
And I was rooting so hard for her.
Me too.
And Mary has now won $250.
Yes.
She can double it this super big money. Woo.
Big money super match.
Way to go, Mary.
Big money. Now, Mary.
You used a font for that.
I did. I used a very good font. Mary, congratulations.
Thank
nice
you.
Play. I need you to pick a celebrity from our panel. Don, Mike, Robert, mm-hmm. Beth Ann, or Buzz?
Buzz.
Buzz.
All right.
I told you.
This is not common.
A wild card.
Now, Buzz, I need you to get your ESP going.
I'm trying to focus.
That's right. You're going to be like the Richard Dawson here.
Mm-hmm.
And, Buzz, I need you to lock in an answer without revealing it to this clue.
Very good.
Blank box.
Okay.
Blank box.
Okay.
Blank box.
Blank box. And now we can help him, right?
That's right. Now, Mary, what's going to happen is we're going to go through... Buzz, are you locked in?
I am.
We're going to go through the panel, and everyone is going to offer a suggestion.
Oh, that's great.
And you can choose to go with the suggestion or go out on your own. Don, how would you complete blank box?
Music box.
Music box. Very good. Mike?
I would say black box.
Black box.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say because of the race car.
Hey, wait for your turn, please.
Oh, sorry.
After Rob, I said smelly.
Smelly box.
Smelly box. Okay. B.A.?
He wins on that one.
I was going to say black box.
Can you come up with something else?
That's fine. Or you could come up with something else.
That's not funny.
You can help. All right. So we have, music box, black box,
right.
Smelly box, and black box. So, Mary, you can choose to go with any of those or go out on your own. Think like Buzz, be like Buzz, match him and double your money. Mary?
You know, I just thought of another great one.
Xbox.
Cable.
Or or X.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
Xbox.
She should have matched
good
me,
ones.
But effort.
Or flower box.
Well, now, if you wrote down Xbox, why didn't you say Xbox?
The smelly, I'm thinking about her, too. Smelly
I thought
box.
Smelly box was funnier.
Okay, either way.
Very good. So, Mary, what are you going to do? Are you going to go with a panelist suggestion?
Now that we've confused you.
That's right. Can we make it any more difficult?
Actually, I don't think you made it easier because I was thinking black box.
Yes.
Okay.
Black box.
Then
go with the gut.
Okay, she's always, going with the gut.
Always go with O'Mara. I'm here to match the babes. I said black box.
Thank you,
Mary.
Wow. That's nice play.
Thank you,
that
much.
Was good.
That'll pay for one or two rounds of golf here.
That means $500 for you, Mary, listening to us on The Buzz in Reno, Tahoe, Nevada. Thank you.
Who would think Buzz would play the race card?
That's the name.
I just want you guys to know that I worked at one of the big premier ski resorts here.
And they're
now listening to your radio.
Thank you. We do appreciate that.
Thank you, Mary.
Whatever, Mary.
Thank you. Hold on. We got to do our closer. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Affecting the outcome of the game may have been edited from tonight's telecast.
Maybe.
Match Game 2004 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Well, that'll do it for this game.
G-rate this for Match Game 2004. Bye-bye.
Good job, Rob.
Goodbye.
Absolutely. Yeah. Outstanding match game.
Well done.
And now we got to go right to the news cubicle with Buzz, but I have promised Robert some time for his agenda when he's coming to plug.
More?
He's coming back on the show after the break.
More Robert?
I love Robert. I could have Robert in here. About the schedule we have on, once every 3 months. Robert, what do you have when you come back?
I have a big announcement and two quick shout-outs and I'm gone.
All right, do it.
All right. Got to get a quick shout-out to my man, Anthony Ramos, McLean Post Office. We all love you, brother, and good luck whatever happens to you. Kimberly from the Comedy Club, beautiful. I need to bring her in here. Beautiful, fine queen. And my big announcement
is
I'm going to go into stand-up.
You're going to be a stand-up comic.
Yeah. I'm going into stand-up. Thank you.
Very good.
I'm going into stand-up.
Who's not for that move after hearing you today ad-libbing on this show?
Hey, I'm a funny guy. Not stupid like everybody says.
All right. Good luck, Robert.
Thank you. You have a nice
show.
Delivery man.
What will your stand-up name be?
I'm not going to go Robert. Bobby Adams. How about that?
Hey,
I like that.
Nice Bobby Adams.
There you go.
Absolutely. All right, thank you, Robert.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Robert the Angry Man.
Too bad about the Lakers. Bye-bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, 3FM.
It continues to be a slow ride about 50 Arlington Boulevard at South Highland Street. Fairfax County authorities are on the scene of an accident there just east of Seven Corners. Looking for a new job? Check out the Washington Post job section this Sunday for thousands of up-to-date local job listings. The Washington Post, the local expert on local jobs. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
What do you mean HD Radio has too much variety for me?
What do you have for lunch every day?
A bologna sandwich.
See, you can't take all that HD Radio has to offer. Brilliant digital sound, tons of free new local stations.
I could change. I could take HD Radio.
Cool. And how about for lunch today, you get a ham sandwich.
Let's not go crazy.
Of course not.
3FM's Time Out.
This is Nissan Now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan, like the 2006 Altima 2.5S with the special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Meet CK and two of the Junkettes from Free FM 106.7 WJFK's The Junkies at Dar Cars Nissan on Rockville Pike this Saturday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Come hungry because the Hooters girls will be there with plenty of free Hooters wings. See DC United take on Red Bull New York Sunday, April 2nd, 5 p.m. at RFK. Now on DVD, NYPD Blue Season 3. Ride along with the boys in blue when the groundbreaking Emmy Award-winning police drama that set the standard for television returns. Own it on DVD today. Meet the 8 finalists selected from thousands of applicants and watch as they compete in their first challenge to become the next Food Network star. Only on Food Network on Comcast. Check your local listing.
You ever fart so hard your back cracks?
He's rude.
That smell familiar?
He's crude.
You don't want me eating that next to an open flame.
And in his first movie, he's gonna
get her done.
Larry the Cable Guy is on the job.
I'm the health inspector.
Are you kidding me?
And coming to the big screen.
You want to close your eyes and pretend it's not happening?
That's what she said.
Now, whether it's sushi,
fish and raw, you trying to poison these folks in here?
Or sex toys.
Corn.
according to the C section of the penile code, these edible underbreakers need to be refrigerated.
He'll stop at nothing.
I was appalled.
To offend everyone.
Keeping people from blowing chunks and f***ing on themselves is pretty much all I ever been good at.
Lionsgate and Parallel Entertainment Pictures present...
You got one of them toilets where it chews cold water up
to... Larry the Cable Guy, Health Inspector.
There's a snow cone vendor out there not wearing a bra.
Is that a violation?
No, but it makes me want to get a snow cone.
Rated PG-13 for crude humor and a bunch of other stuff like that.
I can do this all day.
In theaters everywhere, Friday.
Tonight's a big deal on NBC. First, a special Deal or No Deal, America's hottest game show. Then, an all-new Law & Order at an early time, 9, 8 central.
All I care about is, did he do the crime?
And the premiere of Heist, the new drama where every episode brings you closer to the score of a lifetime.
So which one are we going to hit?
All of them. A special Deal or No Deal, Law & Order in its new time, and the premiere of Heist. Tonight on NBC.
From Universal Pictures.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started as a holdup.
Bank robbery. You're the hottest negotiator.
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
Critics are saying Inside Man is the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
We gotta step back and look at this thing from a distance.
Inside Man delivers the goods. A cool, captivating cat-and-mouse game. Perfectly played.
Look, Detective, there are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
You want me to do something unethical?
Just when you think you've figured it out, you haven't. Rolling Stone says Inside Man has pulsating excitement. The suspense crackles, the acting sizzles, and the script keeps tossing surprises like grenades.
They bugged us! Keep your men back!
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery!
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, in theaters Friday.
Right here, right there.
What is Nissan Now? Its bold design, from the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. Its athletic utility, from the Xterra 2006 Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. Its awesome power, from the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan Now, and this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan, like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and Maxima horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
Exclusively at Verizon Wireless, get an all-new Motorola VTAC Razor for just $99.99.
Actually, there's been a change. It's now two Razors for only $99.99. Two for the price of one.
After $50 mail-in rebate? Really? For $99.99?
So, just say it like this. Buy one Motorola V3C Razor, originally $149.99, for only $99.99. Plus, get another free.
Each with new two-year activation? Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. Our lowest price ever on two razors with VCast and Bluetooth headset capability.
Hurry, offer ends soon, right?
Right.
Stop by and get the reliable razor on the nation's most reliable wireless network at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Don't forget legal.
Subject to new two-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee for phones, other charges and restrictions, coverage not available everywhere, VCast coverage and $15 per month VPAC subscription required for VCast service. Limited time offer.
Perfect.
Tonight, NBC Wednesday is a big deal. Starting with a special Deal or No Deal, America's hottest game show. Then, attention Law & Order fans. Tonight is the night Law & Order moves to its new time, 9, 8 central, with an all-new episode.
All I care about is, did he do the crime?
Then,
it's the robbery! Everybody down!
The premiere of Heist, from the director of Bourne Identity and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Most thieves rob one store. They are about to rob an entire city.
So which one are we going to hit?
All of them.
Every episode brings you closer to the greatest heist in history.
How much are we talking about?
Half a billion?
Billion. With a B.
Yeah.
Entertainment Weekly raves that performances are terrific, and People Magazine says Heist has real bite. Tonight, a special Deal or No Deal. Law & Order at its new time in the premiere of Heist.
Now that's a great Wednesday.
Anytime you come into Bertucci's, it's all about eating well. And that's never more true than when you're ordering from our winter specials menu. Here, it's all about taste and an openness where each recipe is infused with passion, imagination, and creativity. Winter favorites like shrimp fra diavolo with linguine and our spicy marinara sauce. That's why people who eat here eat well. Bertucci's, what's not to love?
Enjoy Bertucci's winter specials before they're gone, like chicken marsala and rigatoni alla norma.
Hey guys, this is Dino, the official bouncer of the Tom Likas Show. When you're looking for a little extra performance power in the bedroom, don't try to score the little blue and orange pills designed for your grandpa. Get Vigorect. I've used Vigorect, and it's amazing. Vigorect is an all-natural gel pack that you drink as a shooter, so it works fast. Visit Vigorect.com or call 877-3-4-MEN to get a free sample right now. Shipping and handling extra. Vigorect, not because you need it, because you want it. Call 877-3-4-MEN.
All this week, it's critically acclaimed, Emmy Award winning, and really, really funny.
During the commercial, I got spanked.
The Who's Crew is back with all new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Only on ABC Family.
World's worst hitchhikers to give a ride to.
You hear voices when you bite into a burrito?
Five never-before-seen episodes of the Laugh Out Loud, make it up on the spot, comedy spectacular.
And magically delicious.
For a full week, ABC Family presents brand new episodes of one of television's most outrageous comedies.
Are you a man or a woman? You have to guess.
Get ready for all new jokes.
Nobody wears underwear like you.
All new sketches.
Don't touch my sauerkraut.
All new funny.
What does that entail?
We'll have to shave your whole body.
And the only place to see it is on ABC Family. A full week of never-before-seen episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? All this week at 10, only on ABC Family.
Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Bethesda and Falls Church. WhereTheDiamondsAre.com or 1-800-419-GEMS.
A crispy tender chicken with bold blends of chipotle spices and fresh topping on a honey wheat roll. Hungry yet? McDonald's new spicy chicken. I'm loving it at participating McDonald's.
John and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
The best of Don and Mike.
You don't have to stay tuned any longer. It's here.
That's the Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning April 3rd. Until then, it's just you and me, your legendary host, Joe Ardinger, with you. Moving right along with the best of. This is a grab bag of sorts, but it does include a Donald Trump phoner back when Donald Trump was hot. Anybody watching that show anymore? I think they made the mistake of putting it up against 24 on Monday nights. Anyway, this is back when Donald Trump was hot, and he made it to the best of Don and Mike.
I say we got to find Mary Rose.
It's a quest. Now.
This lady is nuts.
And she was the number one Simon hater.
Do you have a roach clip?
You might want to ask Buzz about that.
Oh,
I wonder if she's staying in a motel. She hasn't checked out.
You know, she had a baby.
Right.
Oh, no, that's Kid Rock, not Kid Roach. Never mind.
Yeah. How about her father?
Hal?
Papa Roach.
Papa, you sure?
Papa. Hal also good.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's the Roach clip. Here she is.
I feel the earth move from my feet. I feel the sky come rolling down. I feel my heart start trembling.
Thank you. How do you think you did?
Not too shabby.
She's fantastic.
She's the best.
She looks like a mental patient. Mm-hmm. She's from the area that we broadcast from, the D.C. suburbs.
Do you think she's William Hung quality?
Oh, yes.
She could be the William Hung?
I think she is Hung worthy, as a matter of fact.
I think they certainly billboarded her enough. They spotlighted her enough to think that maybe she is so falls into that great category of being so bad she's good.
However, I want to say this about American Idol as well. That last night, and the princess phones were ringing last night. The pink phones, the Barbie phones between myself and Rob.
Yes.
Just like last year with American Idol, I had not planned on this happening.
It started out, it was the best beginning. I mean, they got me right from the beginning of the show.
However, you're going to love the fact that while we were burning up the telephone lines talking about this, Mike, an evil thought it came through my head and got stopped by all the other evil thoughts. And they said, hey, sit down, have a beer. We live in here.
Right.
This is where evil lives. But when the guy cried, the guy that wanted to do the John Mayer song, and he couldn't remember the lyric,
right?
I called Rob up after that, and I said, this is bogus. That is a setup. I said, I can smell a setup a mile away.
Well, there was another setup in the show that was much clearer, and that was the guy leaving his band. That was complete BS, and I was, that's the one that I got angry, because you'll notice the guitar player grinning when he makes the surprise announcement that he's you know, that he's leaving American Idol.
Well, I thought that the guy crying. Rob, would you pick that up? I bet that's Donald Trump. I thought the guy crying was a sham, and then I agree with you.
Did you just call him Mr. Trump?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's his name.
Mr. Trump.
Hello there.
And then I had the awful thought that Mary Roach is a faker.
Oh, you think she's just, well, wow. They have to have the psychos.
That's why we have to find out. Okay, well, let's stop that now and start this.
Okay.
Right before he gets married, here's Donald Trump. Hello, Donald Trump.
Hello, folks.
Hey, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
I want this to go well. We're big fans of yours. I want to tell you, if you'll give me 15 seconds to tell you what we did to you one time.
Okay. Because we feel it only right that we clear the air first and let you know, because you actually instructed us to do something when last we chatted, and we've actually done it. We've gone through the proper channels to book you on the show.
This was about 3 months ago.
And we're coming clean with you on this.
My best buddy, my partner Mike, does what we thought was a pretty good impression of Regis. We still do. We called your office. We got through to your office and said, Regis is on the phone. And amazingly, you picked up the telephone. Now, because there's the FCC thing, we can't put your voice on the air without your permission.
Right.
Really?
So it was just Mike on the telephone.
As Regis, you know, hello, Donald, how are you? And you immediately recognized that it wasn't Regis. And then
I picked up the phone as well, and I said, hi, we're a radio show. And what is it that...
What he did was he told... Donald, you told us to basically book you through the proper channels. This wasn't the way to do it.
Kind of show did we run?
And you gave us a mini-lecture. We felt it only right that we refreshed your memory on that before we proceeded.
That's okay. Don't worry about it, Sean.
All right, so you don't remember. Okay, or you don't care. Either way, it's great. Thank you.
It's okay. That's it.
Sir? Why are you inviting Billy Bush to your wedding?
Well, I've known Billy for a long time, and he's been a really good friend of mine. He's a great guy. I call him a young Regis, actually.
Think he's a young... Well, we'll pass that along. That's why I guess he knows that already.
He's a good guy. Yeah, I've told him that, but he's terrific.
Any nerves? Any nervousness?
Well, you never know what you're, 100%, but there'll always be a little bit of that. But I know I've been with her for a long period of time, and she's a terrific person. So, I'm not very nervous.
And the wedding, while it's this weekend, you've also got The Apprentice starting up again.
That's right. The Apprentice starts on Thursday night at 8:30, and I think it's going to be very big, as it has been for number one and two.
Then, if I could ask, I brought up Billy Bush's name. We have him on the show sometimes, and we were talking about you yesterday's dropping that he was going to go to your wedding.
Right.
And I had a question I wanted to ask you, and I asked him first, and he said you wouldn't get pissed. So I'll ask you, and if you get mad at Billy, but you won't get mad.
Go ahead.
You're a great businessman. You're a tycoon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Live long day. Now, I think you brought enough. Don't take that the wrong way. You're a smart guy. Do you know that eventually the TV is phony, and that no matter how great your show is, you're not going to be the flavor of the month?
Oh, you're going to ask him about the shelf life.
At NBC, and do you know that while these guys, Jeff Zucker and these other guys, are kissing your ass, the moment your numbers slip, they're gonna drop you like yesterday's Egg McMuffin?
Absolutely. No, I know that. As soon as the numbers go down, they won't even know who I am.
Oh, listen.
I would think you'd have to have perspective.
No, I'm aware of that.
No,
right now they like me very much, but as soon as the numbers go down, they'll say, Donald, who?
Oh, let me... Right.
Well, as somebody...
I like you even more than I did before, Donald Trump.
But
that's true with you guys, too. You have a great show, but if your numbers go down, they'll say, I just don't know who you are.
We are very fortunate, and it's absolutely true. I think 3 months...
That's great, you have that perspective.
We've always said we're as good as 3 months of ratings, and that's all it would take.
But we have to enjoy it while we're hot. When we have the hot shows, we have to enjoy it. And
so right now,
we'll look back on this period and we'll say, gee, that was fun.
So are you being as you know that, which is great, are you putting the screws to them as much as you possibly can, knowing that You're the network for
well,
NBC.
I think so. It's I'm trying to be as fair as I can, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, they want to renew me for two more seasons, and I'm trying to be very, very honorable and very nice. And they've been terrific. You know, NBC has been terrific, really.
Well,
but as you say,
you're all they've got.
Is the network.
Do you actually, I was thinking about you driving in because I knew we were going to have you on the show, and I was saying to myself, do you foresee any time when you would slow down? When you would, I mean, I know it's part of who you are, you know, doing the deals, being part of New York, being there. But, I mean, how much downtime do you have, and do you ever foresee yourself slowing down?
Well, you know, I could see myself slowing down at some point. I can see maybe just getting tired of it and just saying, hey, you know, I want to just take it nice and easy. And I have a very smart son, and I have a couple of other really smart kids. And, you know, I can see them getting more and more involved. And, you know, I could see that absolutely happening.
I wanted to throw one thing in as a golfer, reading an article in either Golf Digest or Golf Magazine, I forgot which one, but where they were talking to you about your golf courses, and that is also a very small part of your empire, but you're actually you're priding yourself on some of these golf tracks that you're building now.
Well,
right?
I'm building great golf courses, and you know we're the number one course in Florida. I'm building a course in California that's going to be better than Pebble Beach, and you know, I mean, we're really we have great courses.
Two questions very quickly. Do you get any money off all of the Donald Trump masks that I saw people wearing on Halloween or people?
No, I don't. The Donald Trump mask was the number one selling mask, and I got nothing out of it. So some mask company should pay me a good 25% quickly, right, before I sue them.
And do you have any junk left over from when you owned the USFL team?
No, I don't have any of that stuff.
You don't have any of that stuff?
No, I really don't.
How great was that when you owned that team and you had Herschel Walker? You had Doug Flutie, are you kidding
sure.
me? And you had those cool uniforms.
They were pretty good, I'll tell you. There's never been a uniform as nice as that, right?
What is the status of the licensing of your fired? Is there any?
It's moving along. You know, it's a long, winding process, but it's moving along, and it could happen.
You think you'll win that one?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I hope so.
Why would you? Listen, I've been married for almost 25 years now, and I love my wife like everybody, but. And I'm sure you love your wife and you've loved your wives, but let me ask you something. I'm me and you're you. Why are you getting married again?
Well, I mean, only because she's fantastic. If she weren't fantastic, I wouldn't be doing it. A lot of people have said, why are you getting married? But, you know, a good marriage is better than being single. I've had them both.
I have too,
and,
Mr. Trump.
But, you know, it's a question I get asked.
You know, I've been married twice, and I tell most of my friends, I just don't know if I could do it again, but I guess under the right circumstances, you can do that.
Are you married now?
I am not married now, no.
Oh, so you're married twice. So, well, if you met the right woman, you'll marry again, I predict.
Okay.
And so I said the same thing. But when you meet the right person, you'll get married again.
So that, with all of this, I mean, is it in your mind, when you go into a deal like this, and excuse me for referring to your marriage as a deal, but when you go into a deal like this, do you go in like you would on a real estate deal or a TV deal and think, this is the upside, the downside, I'm going to do this if it works or this if it doesn't work?
Maybe instinctively I do. I think I probably do from an instinctual standpoint. But, you know, you have to know the person you're getting married. You sign a prenuptial agreement and you just have a good life together.
Is there any single piece of advice for people like myself who have been married a couple of times? And I'm legitimately asking this, what have you taken from your failed marriages that you bring into this marriage?
Well, I tell you, the advice is if you get married again, you have to get a prenuptial agreement. That's the advice I give you, especially somebody that's a two-time, I won't say loser,
but you can say it. Go ahead, Donald.
If a person's a two-time loser, you know, probably you need it more than most other people.
You're a very smart man. You don't even know me well. Thank you so much for that.
Okay.
And when Mike goes to Atlantic City, he had a bad weekend this weekend. He was at a casino not affiliated with you, and he was a big loser at this casino.
I lost
not
big.
Good.
Yes, I lost big.
Is it not true that
you don't gamble a lot, do you, Donald?
No.
You turn your luck around, though, when you go into a Trump property. Isn't that correct?
I think that's true.
Yes, I mean, I was just a cab ride away from the Taj Mahal.
Hey, do you know that I almost puked, sir, when my son, who's almost 20, came home from college for break and went and said, I got to go get some ice cream, one of those kid things. About midnight, he leaves the house. He comes back. He had Donald Trump Apprentice ice cream. Are you aware?
I know that.
That there is such a product?
I know that.
It's
doing well.
Yeah, I know. He told me it's got like 8 flavors.
Do you think 6 steps down the road, do you actually, would there be another TV project that you would already be thinking about after The Apprentice?
No, I think that I'm looking at this one, and, you know, The Apprentice has done so well that I'm not sure that I could ever top it, as you know. You know, when you have the hottest show on television, and it opened, number one was unbelievable, and number two was unbelievable, and now we're starting on Thursday night, we're starting number three. So, you know, when you have that hot a situation, I don't think I can.
Then I'll ask you something else. As far as the junior investors out there, what is the next exciting thing on your radar, not including TV?
Well, I just like real estate the best.
Okay.
To me, I'm a real estate guy, and I've done the best in real estate, and that's what I like the best.
How do you feel about the stock price of Viacom?
I haven't seen it. Is it high or low?
It stinks, sir. It's about 38.
That sounds low, huh?
Yeah. So tell me, especially if you happen to buy it.
I'm surprised, because they're doing very well. I mean, you know, you have some tremendous people in there, and they're doing very well. Are you Viacom?
Yes, we're owned by Viacom.
We're Viacom,
yeah.
Folks.
Well, that's good. I mean, Les Moonves has done a great job.
He has.
Honestly, I'm surprised that the stock is low.
There's a guy on the local level here. Thank God he's at the manager's meetings today down in Florida. His name is Michael Hughes. And if you'll allow me to be profane, he is just a horse's ass. He doesn't know the first thing about the radio business, much less the business of life. The guy is a total embarrassment. He's a jackass. He's run this station and many others into the ground.
Are you purging yourself to
no,
Donald
what I
want
to know
right
is Donald Trump is... What do you do in the case of an employee like myself who has more intelligence than the manager? Now, I don't want to go be the manager. My talent is here being on the radio.
I'll bet you really like this guy, and I'll bet he does a great job.
No, listen, this is not like one of those fake DJ things that my boss is an idiot. Really, I'm telling you, my boss is an idiot.
You've said that about every boss that I've ever known.
But this guy really is, though. This guy really is. What would you... Let me ask you, have you had a situation where an employee is smarter than the boss and you have actually seen this happen and you've gotten rid of the boss because the employee... And I'm
in many cases where the employee is smarter than the boss, but, you know, you sort of have to look at it, and sometimes those employees do very well.
Well, it's...
But I'm sure Mr. Hughes does a good job, or he wouldn't have you people working for him.
All right, so far, what would you rate this interview on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, it's fine. I think I'm having a good time with you, Gary.
Okay.
But I enjoyed it, actually, and, you know, I wish you both a lot of luck, and just keep up the good work. You really have a great show.
Thank you for being on the show. It's been a pleasure to talk,
okay.
And I'm so pleased that you know that NBC is just using you, and I hope that you use them back and continue to use them.
Pass along our very best wishes to you and your bride-to-be.
Good luck on your marriage.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, Donald.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Donald Trump.
Sure was.
He was a very busy man.
I tell you what, he's a swinging you-know-what, isn't he?
Well, he answered your question. I know you were satisfied with that answer.
Oh, I love that. Of course.
We had a million questions, and we all wanted to get our little things in there. You know, I like what he's doing with golf courses.
He says, of course I know they're using me. That's right. He's good for him.
He's fearless. Prenup agreement. How about that?
That's it. Well, there's that light bulb going off, right?
Okay, there he is, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. And let Hughes know that I talked about Donald Trump. Talked about him with Donald Trump.
He didn't seem put upon. He had more energy than the hairdresser to Ryan Seacrest yesterday.
Oh, no kidding. You know, that right there, that's 10 minutes that I don't mind that we let slip away. That 8 minutes with Dean Danowitz yesterday, as I said yesterday, we're never getting that back.
How surreal is it, though, that at one point Donald Trump said, I'm sure Mr. Hughes does a fine job.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about that for a moment. That's very weird.
That's being nice.
All right, that's Donald Trump, and he's getting married. We don't have to promote all that. You know all that stuff about Donald Trump.
He's got it in perspective. Of course, this is a guy that's filed for bankruptcy twice. I mean, yeah. This man, he's a realist.
Showbiz is perhaps the best mistress of all. If she is showbiz,
yes,
is the lady whose red light is always on.
I do think,
no matter if you're a champion of industry of
right.
business, when the bright lights come,
yeah, right.
it's a totally different game.
I don't believe the one thing I have trouble believing is that when The Apprentice has its run, when it's at the end of that you will not see him involved in another vehicle with television. Because I think once you get that bug, yes, he's on all the time. But the fact is, you know, the kind of exposure he's gotten with The Apprentice, I think that gets addictive. I really do.
Well, I don't know. That's Donald Trump. I think he's done after The Apprentice.
I don't think we'll see...
Who wants to see him anymore? I mean, really, wasn't everybody sick of him already? Although that's...
So you're ready to move on to Wayne Newton?
I guess that I always am ready to move to Wayne Newton. We got some new fresh Wayne Newton tape today, too.
I caught a little Wayne Newton on Larry King
last night on Larry King.
The Muppet Wayne Newton.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plastic face.
Oh, so listen, before Donald Trump called in there, nice going, B.A., with that. Mary Roach, Roach Clip.
Yes.
Okay, I was mentioning that she may or may not be a faker. I don't know. I had a bad feeling about the crying guy. Mike had a bad feeling about the guy in the band.
Right, yeah.
But here's Mary Roach last night on American Idol. This was when I knew that even if she's a faker, because she's from the local D.C. area,
right.
We have to, and someone out there must know this woman.
Absolutely.
We'll offer a cash prize to get a hold of this lady. This is the best time. Freaking out last night on American Idol. Mary Roach Clip.
I'm never going to pursue my singing career again. Ever. I'm going to just go to beauty school style hair because that's what I'm good at. I'm not going to lose, no matter what I do. I've heard from many, many, many different people that I have an amazing voice. All my friends have told me that I had an amazing voice. Random people I don't know have told me that I can really sing.
Uh-huh.
So all that would tell me that they're wrong. But still, the fact that they said that, that doesn't make me want to pursue any kind of singing career, not unless I'm going to be a lead singer in a rock band. Now, I want to say a big to Simon and Randy and Martin Graff, even though he's a hottie. I won't deny that. Although, I'm not going to say to Paula because at least she was nice and at least she was sweet. She's such a sweetheart. And I can't say anything bad about her.
Yeah, right. Okay, Mary Roach Clip. So there you go. There's what we're looking for.
Hey, could they look any more bored, those judges? A little more burned out last night? That was the only thing that I had an issue with.
Consider this, that at each stop, there was like 20,000...
Yeah, they don't get the 20,000.
Unwashed, smelly people, but even if...
They go through like three different auditions before they get to those guys.
Let's say they pare it down to 200.
Right.
From 20,000.
Sure.
Still, you gotta sit there while 200 smelly people come and... say, I'd be bored, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I was... I feel bad saying this because I'm a member of the club. I'm almost getting bored with American Idol.
Well, last night, I thought the beginning of the show was great, and I thought they made you wade through a little too much, you know, and I'm ready now for them to pare it down. After, like, we're gonna get this in every city now, right?
And it's on again tonight.
Right.
It's tonight that they're in St. Louis. I'll tell you what I do want to see, and they did allude to this in the clips. I do want to see them turn on each other. Yeah. I did see Paula Abdul yelling at Randy and Randy.
That was nice.
Yeah,
oh, good.
You know, I want to see some
of that. Sure, absolutely.
And I want to see Paula Abdul's thumb again this year. I want to know what's up with that infected thumb.
Can I do my Mark McGrath impression?
Sure.
I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
He was big with this, too. Simon, what do you think? Like pretending he's Ryan
Seacrest. Exactly.
What a load.
He is a load.
He is a total load.
I'm on the fence.
I don't know. What do you think, Simon?
Gosh, you know, I see good, I see bad. I'm on the fence.
I think you comb your hair down over your sideburns to make it look like you have them.
God wants you to lose. I mean, that guy.
Yeah.
There are some moments with that Simon guy that are...
He's still the man.
Make it really worthwhile.
You
watching.
Could have him seriously sitting there by himself, and it would be just fine.
Amen. I agree. Although, come on, Mike. Ryan would still have to be there in some capacity.
But, I mean, really, Paula Abdul, you know, the one-trick pony, she does the same thing always.
That's
and
true.
Randy...
Anybody else think,
Randy tries to get meaner every year.
Randy Jackson is looking odder and odder and odder.
I don't know. It's not only... What, didn't he have the stomach stapling?
Yeah, but there's something more than just the weight loss happening with him. He almost looks like...
He went to the Wayne Newton Club.
Yeah, I was going to say, he almost looks like he's getting like Michael Jackson stuff done to him, but he's not obviously having his skin bleached, but...
No, but he looks like he has had some sort of face work done.
Yeah, some chiseling.
One of the problems are those big old man aviator glasses, and you got to really sort of fixate on them, but
does
they're problematic.
Does he have terrible vision because his eyes... look too big for his head.
He's legally blind and deaf and mute. But he does very well with the assistance.
I like him. Down bang you, Paula.
Come on, dog.
You go, dog. You go, dog.
There we go.
No, I would bet his vision is lousy because those are some big glasses.
They look Coke bottle-ish.
Oh, listen. So I'm coming in today, and here's the deal in D.C. We have what?
Couple inches of snow.
Not even that.
Oh, I think we got 3/4 of an inch.
I mean, we see grass coming through the snow out front here. Mm-hmm. But it was unpredicted, and...
I measured on the pavement of my house. It was 1.5 to 2 inches, so thank you.
And
that was drifting.
Yeah, was it?
You think?
No, it was level. It was flat. Of course, the snow has settled into the ground.
Are you two having a fight?
He's very hostile. I don't know why that happened.
Are you having a fight?
No, just defending my credibility.
Well, go ahead. I'll step back.
I'm done.
Go ahead. You want to bitch slap each other?
I've made my case.
No, I think you're full of it.
Those were you using the inch side or the centimeter side of the ruler?
Rob, I'm coming over there.
So we got a dusting of snow, no matter how much. It's not a big deal.
Not a lot, right.
And,
but you could overreact like Buzz did.
Long-time listeners who don't live... Oh, Buzz just
Buzz
did
grabbed
the collar.
Buzz grabbed the collar.
Buzz is really pissed. You've heard us talk before about the drivers in D.C. that overreact when it rains or snows.
Right.
That's for the courtesy of those listening to us in other cities. Now, today we get this coating. And keep in mind, over the weekend I had that thing with black ice where I slid my car down this hill. Oh, and found out the cost to fix my car, not even close to what my cost in Atlantic City. It's an expensive mother father of a repair for this car.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, did a lot of damage to this car.
Thanks for reminding me.
So I've got an eye out today because I'm not in my car. I'm in another car because my car is in the shop, and the roads are treacherous. So I'm coming down this road in Northern Virginia, Hunter Mill with an H is the name of this road,
right.
And it's got some inclines.
Can that sound any more suburban? You know,
Hunter Mill.
Hunter Mill Road, Mike.
Hunter Mill.
That's right off Hunter Mill. See, what you do is you go to the factory store for Pier 1. You make a left on Hunter Mill, and you end up right at Bloomies. So it's an area that's it got a lot of bike trails and stuff.
Right.
So there are stop signs and there are slow signs and there are intermediate hills. Not even hills. It really is not the right word. They're just humps. Humps in the road. Well, people, because there is this glaze on the road, people are spinning out and sliding out around. And I get to this one part on Hunter Mill Road.
Hunter Mill.
Where there's a bicycle crossing the area, and I notice a bunch of cop lights, and all the cars are stopped. Well, there's a car coming the opposite way from me.
Right.
I'm on the right-hand side. He's on the left-hand side. This car is stuck because it's trying to get up a hill. This is a hill. Now, the cops have stopped traffic.
Right.
So people going my way cannot go down this hill. People behind this guy, as it turns out, when I eventually got past this, they're backed up for 7 miles on this two-lane road because this one guy is stuck, and his car was stuck in the middle of the road. He had found, like, one dry spot, and he was stuck. And there was a lady cop that was out there.
Hey, lady!
Attempting to push this guy's car from behind.
Jesus, a big, strong cop.
Wow. So I sat there. I was the first in line behind the cop car, and I watched this for about 5 minutes, and I thought, well, you know, nobody's getting out to offer to help this lady cop to push this. And besides...
Did you have your mittens?
Yeah, I had my Lucky Packers gloves on.
Okay.
And besides, I'm not a good Samaritan. I wanted to get my ass to work on time.
Right.
Feeling better, want to get here, want to do the show. This is throwing off my schedule. So I get out of the car, and as soon as I get out of the car, I walk down by where this cop lady is. I said, could you use a hand? And she says, yes, I really could.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no one else has offered to help.
Wow.
And at this point, there are, I don't know, you can see maybe 40 cars both ways that are just piled up looking at this.
And doing what people do in this area.
So I got behind this BMW with this cop, and I said, you know, why don't we try the rocking thing? Because there were some parts of the road that had dry pavement. So we rocked it, and we rocked it back.
Did you say before you started that, did you say, I'm going to need your gun?
If this BMW is a rocking, don't you be a knocking. So, no, we pushed the car, and it made it, and then it got stuck again.
Mm-hmm.
So then we pushed it again, and she was on the back end of the car with the side where the driver was, and she said to him, when you get near the top of the hill, take it slow.
Right, just get a rolling start.
Take it slow. So we pushed and pushed, and the guy got his traction and got going. And the cop said to me, she said, it's very nice that you helped out. Thank you. Well, make sure that your car gets through here. We're probably going to close the road. Then she turns and she says, slow down! Because the guy goes, brrr!
Yeah, he was screaming up the hill, probably why he got stuck in the first place.
Right. And then the poor bastard, and I shouldn't laugh because I had a similar situation. She just says, the cop says to me, sir, get out of the way. I said, why? She said, sir, get out of the way and go back to your vehicle. So I get out of the way and walk back to my car. Watch this poor, just
slide all the way back down the hill.
Where he slid. In fairness to you know, the drivers around here, it also is, the, you know, they, when we're going to get a foot of snow, they get the crews out. When we're going to get this, they don't send the crews out. I don't get it.
So he slid down. It was in a ditch and, like, banged out his tail lighter or something. And at that point, the cop lady is ready to close down the road because this is now a dangerous intersection because no one can make it up this hill going one way.
Right.
So what I did is I get back in my car and she's on her radio on that thing that's attached to her shoulder, that, you know, those cool plates. She's like going, run Adam 12, run Adam 12, roger, roger. And people are trying to approach her to say, hey, can I get by? And she's saying to everybody, stay in your cars. No one else come out here. Stay in your cars.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool cop. She gives me this look. She gave me the finger. Like,
ah,
this, like come hither.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She didn't give me the finger. Like,
no.
She just gave me the come hither
the
finger.
The good one, yeah.
So I get out of my car, and I go walk down by where she is, and she said, listen, do you think that you're going to be able to get past this? I got a pickup truck today. She said, you think you can get through this? I said, sure, no problem. She said, okay, go ahead.
And that's when you ran her over. Accidentally. That's when you fishtailed, knocking her off her feet.
Now, what's great was that she let me go by.
And nobody else got to go by?
She didn't let anybody else go by.
Because you were the good Samaritan. You did a good thing.
She didn't let anybody else go by.
Did you do that? Did you offer your services with the thought that perhaps she'd let you get by?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to paint myself as a good guy.
Right.
The reason that I got out of the car to help her move it is not because I give a rat's ass about other people. I'm realizing if this car doesn't move, I'm not going to be here at showtime today.
It's holding you up.
Yeah. I got to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
But see, sometimes it pays.
That's right.
Sometimes you do the right thing, and you get a nice cop, and she let me go right by.
That's wonderful.
I had no problems.
I just basically had a very uneventful drive in and just hated the way people drive in this stuff. People go nuts.
And the guy in his BMW was really pissed when I drove by.
Yeah.
Because I gave him one of these waves. I had like a, hey.
So long, sucker.
There you are, stuck. Meanwhile, you know, I'm not telling the guy, hey, bye, ass. If only he knew the guy that's waving at him, hey, I'd have to pay $4,000 to have my car fixed. I slid into ice on Sunday or Monday. Goodbye, ass. But I didn't tell him that.
Good.
I didn't tell him that.
That was good.
I didn't tell him. But anyway, just if you happen to be out there today, if you're one of those people and you're wondering who that hero was, I didn't have on my superhero outfit.
And the big one's coming Saturday. The big storm's coming Saturday.
But if you just want to, you know, if you saw somebody jump out and help push a car and help a police officer,
it was you.
That was me today.
Right.
That was me.
Well, you better get the chains on for Saturday.
Super Patriot. Mike, I don't believe we're going to get a big storm on Saturday.
Oh, it's coming.
Will you issue us a prediction, an official prediction?
Yeah, we will get at least a foot of snow.
Oh, my God.
Total or...
Right.
At Buzz's house.
At least a foot. At least at Buzz's house. At Buzz's house.
I know.
You did it.
That's like his third one today.
He did it.
Third one since 3 o'clock. Listen. But who's counting?
We are not. We are not,
not. Not me. Not the guy on steroids. No.
We are not going to get a major snowstorm this weekend.
All right. I predict we will get at least a foot of snow.
Channel 7 got to turn on their snow machine today.
Yeah, hello.
Snow machine!
And of course, this is the thing about the weather. They all live to terrify us. Think about the names of it. Even when the weather's nice, hey, it's another beautiful sunny day. Let's go to Bob Ryan in Storm Center 4. Let's go to Bob Ryan. Let's go. He's got his Channel 7, ABC 7 storm machine.
Let's check our storm tracker.
Yeah, please.
You know.
Kiss it. Kiss my ring. I'm telling you, Howard Bernstein is the man.
I am not basing my prediction on any meteorologist. I am simply saying we are going to get a snowstorm. I base it on temperature. I think we're going to get
wet. Talking about in D.C. this weekend.
Yes.
I think it will be cold as well. We will not get a snowstorm because that's what Howard Bernstein said. 9 times out of 10, nothing happens. It's just nobody listens to him when he says it.
Simply going on what my inner government is telling me.
Everybody out there will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, Free FM.
Taking the westbound lanes at 66, you will encounter a long, long line of brake lights from the Beltway to Fairfax into a lot of afternoon sunshine. Interloop delays take you from Route 50 to 66. There is more great talk coming up. Before you switch the dial, take a moment and chew it over with a Twix. With its crunchy cookie, creamy chocolate, and chewy caramel, take a moment with a Twix. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
1067 3FM.com.
BG Products and the Junkies. Trouble-free vehicles, trouble-free mornings. BG Products, sponsors of the Junkies.
If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard. Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives, and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. At Farish Pontiac GMC, just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
Properly maintaining your Toyota is important, so rely on the Toyota experts when it comes to service. Only your Toyota dealer has factory-trained and certified Toyota technicians using only genuine Toyota parts. For the month of March, your participating Toyota dealer is offering a couple great service specials. Get a four-wheel alignment that includes rotating and balancing all four tires. And a Toyota-trained technician will also inspect your brakes and suspension for the low Toyota-suggested price of $89.95. And while you're there, get a lube oil filter combo special that includes the installation of a genuine Toyota filter, up to 5 quarts of oil, a battery check, a brake inspection, a tire tread inspection, a tire rotation, and a Toyota-trained technician will properly set your tire pressure, all for the low Toyota-suggested price of just $47.95. Just see your participating Toyota dealer by March 31st. Toyota, moving forward.
Welcome to Singular.
Hello. I'm looking for a gift for my wife. How much are your razor phones?
Well, for a limited time, they're only $49.99.
Sorry, I'm talking about the ultra-thin razor phone.
Razor phones are available at Singular, and for a limited time only, they're just
$49.99. $49. No, okay. Razor, it's got a camera phone, Bluetooth-enabled.
$49.99.
Hold on a second.
Hello?
Hey, Steve, want to know how much razors are at Singular? Tell them.
$49.99?
Steve, you gotta get here!
Come in now for our lowest prices ever on the ultra-thin Motorola black, silver, or pink razor phone. Now for only $49.99 after mail-in rebate cards. Hurry, this low price won't last long. Singular, raising the bar.
Some restrictions apply. 2-year service agreement required. Price before $100 in mail-in rebate cards is $149.99. See store for details.
The following commercial is targeted exclusively to Ford truck buyers. Consumers seeking comparable offers from other manufacturers are, well, out of luck.
All right, now that we got that cleared up, here's a one-time offer for those of you actively seeking a Ford truck. Right now, Battlefield Ford in Manassas has brand-new 2006 Ford Rangers for just $99.99. No, that's not a speech impediment. Battlefield will actually sell Ford Rangers with automatic and AC for just $99.99. Now, that's a deal. Battlefield will also sell every F-Series pickup, every Explorer, even Ford Fusions for thousands below cost. Now, the folks at Battlefield love a good sale, but they're not crazy. So this offer will expire Friday, March 31st. This one's for you, Ford truck buyers. Brand new Ranger pickups, $99.99. Only at Battlefield Ford, off Route 28 on Mathis Avenue in Manassas. Plus tax, tax-free, $2.99 processing fee. Three of this price includes all incentives and military rebates. Some through FMCC and not reflect my own.
I've always dreamed of doing something great, like running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest. But with my bad back, it was all dreams. Until I got a Sleep Number bed. I set it to 30, the perfect level of firmness for my back, and I began to feel better and better. Now, I'm ready to take on the world. Today, I'm running to the park and back. And after that, I'm climbing all the way up to the roof to fix some shingles. So it's not Mount Everest, but it's a start.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep. In fact, in clinical studies, 93% of back pain sufferers reported relief on a Sleep Number bed. Changing the way you sleep could change your life. Find the Sleep Number bed at a Select Comfort store today. Select Comfort stores are located in 15 major malls in the Baltimore and Washington area, including Springfield Mall, Annapolis Mall, White Flint, and Landmark Center. A Sleep Number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
This is something special, and if you don't act soon, it'll be too late. Remember that great NTB deal? You know, when you buy a set of four Uniroyal AS6000 tires, you pay for just three, the fourth one's free? Any 13, 14, or 15-inch Uniroyal AS6000. Right, that deal. It's still the kind of deal you won't find every day, and there's just a few days left. Four tires for the price of three. That's a great savings. While you're at NTB, treat your car to a genuine Pennzoil oil change for just $15.99 plus shop and disposal fee. Come anytime. NTB is open early, open late, and open Sundays for your convenience. Buy four Uniroyal AS6000s. Pay for three. The fourth one's free. But Sunday is absolutely the last day for this sale. NTB. Tires in an hour or less. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE for the NTB nearest you. Gotta go.
Anytime you come into Bertucci's, it's all about eating well. And that's never more true than when you're ordering from our winter specials menu. Here, it's all about taste and an openness where each recipe is infused with passion, imagination, and creativity. Winter favorites like shrimp fra diavolo with linguine and our spicy marinara sauce. That's why people who eat here eat well. Bertucci's. What's not to love?
Order Bertucci's carryout and bring some of our passion for great Italian dishes home to your table.
My name's Daniel Carter. I'm a stylist and color educator in Atlanta, Georgia for Hair Cuttery. People started to realize that color is not just about covering gray hair anymore. It's about a fashion statement. It's about expressing who you are as a person. Our color services are absolutely a huge value. Even the advanced services won't break your pocketbook. My clients that come to see me walk out feeling beautiful, which they are.
I'm Dennis Ratner. I started Hair Cuttery, and we wouldn't give a haircut any other way.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh, yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps, 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in five states for the first time ever. They like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, three locations, Fairfax Circle, 4farish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive, Farish Jeep.
Tonight, there's only one question on everyone's mind. Is there going to be an all-new episode of Lost? The answer is yes. An all-new Lost tonight, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
When my friends think of me, they think of my cell phone. It goes wherever I go. You could say we're attached to the ear. I have a special ringtone for each one of my friends, and yes, it annoys some people. But I was glad to have it when I left work late last night. Because it's going to help the police catch the person who murdered me.
Item, cellular phone, displaying last number dialed.
To the men and women who solve the crimes and catch the killers, nothing matters but the evidence.
The girl called her number right after her throat was cut.
The series premiere of The Evidence, a new television experience.
Tonight at 10, only on Washington's ABC 7.
We're Free FM, 106.7 WJFK. No restriction, no barriers, no bull. Just free, free, free. Washington's Free FM, free, 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 free. 106.7 WJFK.
Show WJFK.
I didn't understand you, sir. No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was. I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Well, I don't know if it's corn, but I'm certainly enjoying something the second time today in the studio. A fleeting moment, if you will. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, and we are having a good time today, aren't we? Yes, indeed we are. Don and Mike returning April 3rd. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you, and let's get right back into it. I like segments like this because I don't really recall what they're all about. But this one's called Don's Dog Experiment. It's got to be good because it's on the best of Don and Mike.
Now, here we go. I wanted to do this experiment so long, and I finally coordinated a time with my wife, the working woman, where she's not downtown working at her job. She's at home today. She has gone to the grocery store. She has got the dog treats.
Good.
And we are now finally going to find out if my dogs respond. Now, let me give you a little background on this. Since my son went to college, and we owe incidentally, great call we got from him today.
Oh, really?
He's dyed his hair platinum blonde.
Oh, my God.
Halloween's coming.
Didn't he do that once before?
Yeah, but not on his own.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so anyway.
still long?
Yeah, it's still very long.
So he looks like Siegfried.
What he wants is a mullet.
Of course he does.
He wants a platinum blonde mullet.
Boy, oh, boy.
That's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, since he's been gone to college, my wife has gone back to work, which means when I leave to come to do this job that I love, the dogs are by themselves. And rather than leave a TV on, we leave a radio on.
Right.
And it's so that they can hear my voice. And,
right.
And I've always wondered if the dogs respond to my voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now I wish I had remembered. I wrote myself a note to ask Ron and Fez, although I felt too stupid, to ask Ron and Fez to ask my dog for cookies. Because when our show is over at 7, my dogs listen to Ron and Fez between 7 and 7:30.
Right.
And Ron and Fez could have the same fun if they wanted to.
They could torture your dog.
If they knew the nights that Frida was working and the nights the radio was on. But I wouldn't want them to wake up.
Technically, really, with the right sound effects, they might even be able to trash your house.
But I don't want them to waste their time like saying cookie, cookie, cookie if we know that the dogs don't respond to their voices.
Right, exactly.
So that'll be experiment number two.
Very good.
I'll get Ron and Fez a last.
It sure as hell will be a number two experiment.
To tape their parts.
Should I send an email to Mr. O'Reilly? If he would say cookie, cookie, cookie.
Yeah, that's right.
Clink?
They have to suffer through that at the beginning. Oh, here is
here he is eating. I always hate it when you're like finishing up a bite when you walk.
Hi, baby.
Sure. You know what? We've got next time we have to coordinate this better because already the experiment has been skewed a little bit because as soon as you said DOG the first time, they started barking. And I'm upstairs. Yeah. I'm not even downstairs.
Oh, we're going to get to hear it today, which is very cool.
Well, wow. Joey,
I was going to predict that they will react to your voice because apparently my dog and my birds react when they hear me on the radio.
Joe.
Right. But thank now you, that you said
thank you for your
that
prediction.
That means you're talking to them, and now they're quiet. So now they've realized, oh, Daddy's just doing his show.
Yeah. Okay, so
I predict I'm going to have another bite.
Is it possible? Is it possible that you could go downstairs to the kitchen?
Yes, but, you know, I'll be like one of those horrible listeners that you... Yes,
I know, but I want you to turn the radio on so I can hear the reaction of me saying... Because remember, what I say...
The radio's going downstairs already. That's
the radio's going downstairs.
Reacted, and I'm going down there, but I won't be able to...
I understand. It's 16 seconds until what I say comes out of the radio.
Right.
So I'm just going to fill now with time until you tell me that you're actually sitting down there at our little breakfast nook.
Okay.
So where are you at right now, baby?
Now we can hear the radio.
Okay, good. You'll have to turn the radio up a little bit.
Okay. There you go. Here I am.
Okay, so are you sitting where you have your breakfast?
I'll just sit here like I'm reading the paper.
Okay. Where are Daddy's boys? Where are my boys? Where are my good boys? Clinky! Rudy! Rudy! Hey, Max boy, who wants a cookie? Who wants a cookie? Who's Daddy's boys?
Right, now do we wait? We sit and wait?
Yeah.
16 seconds. Why can't I hear the radio?
What's she doing?
She did something.
Wait, what is she doing? Hello? Hey, wife?
It's like VCRs.
What are you doing? I couldn't hear the radio.
Well, I'm sitting here and the radio's loud. I'll make it even louder because no one stirred. Okay, so let me turn it up even. I'll turn it up.
You know, I heard it. I heard it louder.
You look crestfallen.
Because I was standing next to it. Yeah. All right. Now
I couldn't hear the radio.
Now it's extremely loud.
Okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to say what I'm going to say and turn down this thing at home. Then I'll turn it back up and we'll hear if the dogs bark.
I can't even hear you now.
Okay. Okay.
What do you want me to do?
Just be quiet. I love you. Hi, boys. This is Daddy. Where's Clink? Hi, Max boy. Rudy. Who wants cookie? We're Daddy's boys. We're Daddy's boys.
Okay.
Hi, boys. This is Daddy. Where's Clink? I'm Max boy. Rudy.
Say Clink come.
Who wants cookie?
Oh, all right.
Boy.
Colonel Clink. Come. Clink. Come.
Where's Clink? I'm Max boy.
And cut. That's a wrap.
Can I try something?
Hold on.
All right, let me
what's something. He doing, honey? Honey?
Okay, wait. Let me turn it down.
What are the dogs doing?
Laying on the marble.
Oh, so right. Can you turn it up?
Can you turn it up again? I want to try something.
Oh, wait. Yeah, well, now that you turned the radio off, now they're barking.
The radio.
I want to try something. Can I try something,
all right,
please?
All right, my wife's got one.
All right, it's up loud.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Anything? Ferris? Krita? Anything? Baby? Anything?
Anything?
Let me turn it down. Wait a minute. Maxie yawned during this.
Do you do a cat? Do you meow?
No, not today.
That wouldn't work anyway.
Meow.
All right, so I guess that theory is...
What if we played the cat sound
effect? These dogs are not stupid. They're your children. They know Daddy's job. They're just off the truck.
All right, hold on. I'll try one more.
Wait a minute. All right, let me turn you back up.
It's just a cat meow, but they're not going to react to that.
Okay.
Anyway, here it is.
Is this the cat's fighting?
No. Okay. All right, let's...
Anyway, here's the cat that went into that.
I hear him bark.
There you go.
Hey, honey? 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 Hello, honey?
You can't hear the radio. It's too loud.
Frida? I can't tell what's our sound effects.
Well, now it's like a continuous
loop. Right, you got a little reaction.
Yeah.
A little one.
Not really. Not much.
All right, well, you know... I had always wondered.
Oh, look, and you know what? The mailman just drove away.
Oh, we distracted them.
That was not really an accurate test because I think they were barking at the mailman.
Oh, okay.
Okay, baby. All right, well,
dogs are smart. That's good.
Well, I thought that they would actually respond.
Well, I think it's good that they didn't. They're more astute than we gave them credit for, you know, as opposed to Bart, who's constantly disappointing us. They proved to be smarter than we thought.
And say, I mentioned that. Were you disappointed today when he called from college to tell us that he had dyed his hair platinum blonde?
No, not a bit, because when I was in college, I dyed my hair different colors, too.
But honey, you're a girl.
Right. But... So it's all right with me.
I don't know if platinum blonde is...
It just makes him safer, as far as I'm concerned, because, as I said to him, it's not exactly a chick magnet. So he has more time to study, I figure.
All right. I will see you later, honey.
All right. Bye, sweetie.
All right. Goodbye. I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. There's another public service effort from the Don and Mike Laboratories.
There's nothing I like better than when we do medical experiments.
Mm-hmm. It didn't work. They're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Bad dogs.
Oh, no.
Bad dogs. Get out of here.
That's like when we do the bark off for cash.
Which one of you got into my room and did this? Bad dogs. They're not even listening. They're all barking at Chris the mailman.
They're yawning. They're yawning now.
Here's another one I'll never be able to prove.
Uh-huh.
I know Chris the mailman is listening.
Uh-huh. Right?
I know he is. Most days he shows up at my house before I go to work.
Right.
And we exchange pleasantries.
Mm-hmm.
So let me say hi to Chris the mailman.
There you go.
But
he's barking right now.
Yeah,
bark if you can hear us.
But how am I going to know that he's hearing this?
He's yawning too.
I wouldn't doubt it.
In 3 days you'll get a letter and he'll say, yes, I was listening.
Maybe 5 days. Maybe.
Does he wear shorts?
When appropriate.
Okay. And nothing else.
Yes, yeah.
Short suspenders and no top.
Here is Bob in California. Bob, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I wanted to thank y'all. I won the Cabo trip.
Oh, you won the trip to Mexico.
Oh, dude. It was insane.
You get a chance to meet Sammy Hagar?
He signed my hat.
Oh, good.
There you go. You chance to get a drink with him?
Drank a lot, and he was playing, but I was drinking.
Okay, going to get a direct answer. It's Northern California.
But I do believe that the goal of the trip was to go out to Mexico to Sammy's Cabo Wabo thing, Sammy Hagar.
And speaking of him, tequila with Sammy Hagar.
Like he's our friend,
mm-hmm. you know,
with our right. friend Sammy, who we've met
once backstage with 50 other people.
But still, it was a good time.
It was.
And
actually, no, we got private time with Sammy.
Yeah, we did. Remember?
We got exclusive, like, hang out with Sammy.
His the pre-show toast.
Yeah, he takes us down to meet the waitresses for his onstage cantina.
So you had a concert before, and then a concert on a Saturday or a Friday or something, and on a Saturday, and then like a hangover party. And if I'm not mistaken, this is somebody calling to say thank you for the nice prize. Everything worked out.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, it was awesome. Excellent.
That was very nice.
I find it hard to believe. I'll wait for the documentation of whatever disease it is that you received from drinking the water down there. But for now, I'm glad that you appear to be...
Water? It was tequila.
A happy Don and Mike show listener.
You bring your wife or your girlfriend down there?
I took my wife.
And yeah. You had a good time, huh?
Oh, yeah. I hope they changed the sheets.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, well, did you stay at a hotel?
Yes. At a resort.
I see.
Yes.
I'm sure they did. I don't know why I'm having such trouble with this guy.
Do you think they changed the sheets? How many nights were you there? Was it a two-night trip?
It was two nights. We got there Friday and we left Sunday.
Now, you say you're from Northern California, but you have a bit of a Southern accent.
Originally from Texas.
Oh, Texas, yes.
So how many times when you were there do you imagine they changed the sheets?
Probably just once,
because
they were pretty stiff when we left.
And what caused you to move from Texas to Northern California?
My ex-wife and my daughter moved out here, and I wasn't going to be 1,300 miles away from my daughter.
Right.
Like a good stalker.
Okay, so... So, all in all, you had a pleasant experience at the Sammy Hagar getaway in Mexico.
Oh, it was beyond pleasant.
Did you have to miss any work?
Just a couple of days.
Did any rockets go up while you were gone?
Rob. Oh, Lord.
Or just remain quiet. That's right.
Yeah, remain quiet.
Right. No,
because he's smiling.
He is. He's smiling from ear to ear.
He is. Were there hot babes at this thing?
Several.
Did most people have more teeth than you?
Several. Let me thank Jeopardy winner Ken Jennings for joining us today.
Yes.
A lot of people have said, Ken, how have you won 70-some episodes of Jeopardy in a row? And I say, it's the concentration. You hear the car alarm going off in the background?
Is it your car alarm that's going off, sir?
No, that's a minivan down the street.
A minivan?
Minivan.
Car of the idiot. You don't drive one, do you?
No.
Pickup, guy?
A pickup.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, Ken, nice talking to Ken Jennings.
Of course you do.
See you later, sir.
Thank you again.
Okay, what is goodbye?
Don, it's not goodbye. It's just so long.
Bye now, son.
What is so long? I'm trying to do this in the form of a question.
What is pound Sam?
Still pretending. Yeah, there you go. What is pound Sam?
What is good, Ben?
Hold on. Tracy, California. Tracy.
Hey, baby.
Not a Tracy. It's a guy, I think. Tracy.
It's a guy, not a girl. Yeah.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Mike to call his horse and see what reaction he could get from that.
Callers?
Yeah.
They don't have phones out in the meadow. You dummy.
That horse doesn't have a cell phone on its little bridle.
Your brain's got the candy shell.
Don't be silly.
Get out of here.
The girls rode Hershey. If you weren't keeping track, I should point out, the girls have actually ridden their pony.
How many times?
Once. One time. Only one visit to the pony. But I still own the pony.
We'll be right back. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show. FM, Don and Mike.
The northbound lanes of 495 on the inner loop, you'll find it slow from the Dulles Toll Road to the northwest branch, and it's also stop and go westbound 66 from the Beltway to 123. Wine lovers, great wine deals continue at World Market. This Saturday only, save 20% on all domestic Chardonnay, and great names like Kendall Jackson, La Crema, and many more. Drink responsibly. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, KFM 106.7 WJFK.
3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Bethesda and Falls Church. WhereTheDiamondsAre.com or 1-800-419-GEMS.
It's the Tower Insider Tuesdays Report, spotlighting new CDs at $9.99 and DVDs at only $16.99. You won't find prices this low and this kind of selection anywhere. Now here's your host, a big dreamer with limited high school drama club experience.
Thank you. Insider Tuesday's release of this week, a new album from the artist now and again known as Prince, only $9.99. Not into Prince? How about Ben Harper, Teddy Geiger, and more? Only $9.99. So on DVD at $16.99, there's the unrated version of Derailed, featuring friend star Jennifer Aniston and Clive Owen. Oh, he should have totally been the new James Bond. And then there's the hilarious animated movie Chicken Little, the story of a chicken who gets hit on the head with an acorn and thinks the sky is falling. This has been the Tower Insider Tuesday's Report, giving you the hottest music titles at $9.99 and DVDs at $16.99. For music, movies, games, and gadgets, Tower Records and Tower.com. Life played loud.
The opinions expressed here do not reflect the opinions of Tower Records, Inc. Merely those of a guy who once played the third tree from the left in a high school drama production. The low prices, however, are true.
3FM's Time Out.
This is Nissan Now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan, like the 2006 Altima 2.5S with the special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Meet CK and two, count them, two of the Junkettes from Free FM 106.7 WJFK's The Junkies at Dar Cars Nissan on Rockville Pike this Saturday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Come hungry because the Hooters girls will be there with plenty of free Hooters wings. See DC United take on Red Bull New York Sunday, April 2nd, 5 p.m. at RFK. Now on DVD, NYPD Blue Season 3. Ride along with the boys in blue when the groundbreaking Emmy Award-winning police drama that set the standard for television returns. Own it on DVD today. Meet the 8 finalists selected from thousands of applicants and watch as they compete in their first challenge to become the next Food Network star. Only on Food Network on Comcast. Check your local listing.
Sterling Chevrolet has just acquired a limited supply of 06 Tahoes and Suburbans, and they're all $13,000 off. Sure, we could dance around and try to wow you with all kinds of stuff that doesn't matter, or we can just give you a great deal on a new Chevy. Sterling Chevrolet, 06 Tahoes and Suburbans,
$13,000 off.
It's sheer madness. Plus, the madness continues because Sterling Chevrolet also gathered up a court full of 06 Silverado crew cabs and extended cabs.
We can sell you for $8,000 off the sticker.
Not enough madness for you? How about 06 Avalanche is still $10,000 off the sticker? Only at Sterling Chevrolet,
where the madness goes on.
$8,000 off Silverados, $10,000 off Avalanches, and $13,000 off 06 Tahoes and Suburbans. $13,000 off
every single one.
Sterling Chevrolet, untouchable in service, continually unbeatable in pricing. Visit us online at sterlingchevrolet.com. An American revolution.
Does the Washington real estate market have you confused? Is it going up or going down? Was there a bubble or not? If you're you're thinking of buying or selling, you've probably got questions. Or maybe you're just curious about how much your house is worth. Find the answers in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend. 2 days packed with information about the current market. This Saturday, in the real estate section, read article after article on finding the right mortgage, whether to buy or rent, how to sell your home, and other advice you'll need to make decisions in the local housing market now. Then Sunday, look for the annual Housing Outlook section. It's filled with information county by county, zip code by zip code, and stories about people who are buying and selling right now. From Prince George's to Prince William, from Frederick to Fairfax. All in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend. So, if you're interested in the current Washington area real estate market, be sure to pick up the Post this Saturday and Sunday.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
0% APR financing is back at your Jeep dealer. Plus, make no monthly payments until October. So get outdoors and rediscover nature in the all-new Jeep Commander. With three rows of seven-passenger stadium seating and available Command View dual skylight. Or choose Grand Cherokee with the standard electronic stability program and the government's highest five-star crash test rating. You can even get 0% APR financing for 60 months on Jeep Liberty, the best-selling SUV in its class, and the legendary trail-rated Jeep Wrangler, America's original 4x4. 0% APR financing plus no monthly payments will save you thousands. Hurry to your local Jeep dealer today because this offer ends March 31st. 0% APR for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for every $1,000 financed through Chrysler Financial for well-qualified buyers with 10% down. Excludes SRTA. See dealer for details of delayed payment offer. Based on Automotive News 2005 entry-level SUV segment and sales data, Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
You eat to live. You live to play. Now have it all, every day. Only Dave & Buster's offers a power combo, a full-size entree, and a $10 game card for only $14.99. Eat and play every Sunday through Thursday, open to close, and Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Choose one of nine delicious entrees, then take your $10 game card and cut loose on the latest games and simulators. That's a huge value for just $14.99. The Power Combo. It's food, it's games, it's only at Dave & Buster's.
Tonight, there's only one question on everyone's mind. Is there going to be an all-new episode of Lost? The answer is yes. An all-new Lost tonight, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
When my friends think of me, they think of my cell phone. It goes wherever I go. You could say we're attached to the ear. I have a special ringtone for each one of my friends, and yes, it annoys some people. But I was glad to have it when I left work late last night. Because it's going to help the police catch the person who murdered me.
Item. Cellular phone. Displaying last number dialed.
To the men and women who solve the crimes and catch the killers, nothing matters but the evidence.
The girl called your number right after her throat was cut.
The series premiere of The Evidence, a new television experience.
Tonight at 10, only on Washington's ABC 7.
Properly maintaining your Toyota is important, so rely on the Toyota experts when it comes to service. Only your Toyota dealer has factory-trained and certified Toyota technicians using only genuine Toyota parts. For the month of March, your participating Toyota dealer is offering a couple great service specials. Get a four-wheel alignment that includes rotating and balancing all four tires. And a Toyota-trained technician will also inspect your brakes and suspension for the low Toyota-suggested price of $89.95. And while you're there, get a lube oil filter combo special that includes the installation of a genuine Toyota filter up to 5 quarts of oil, a battery check, a brake inspection, a tire tread inspection, a tire rotation, and a Toyota trained technician will properly set your tire pressure. All for the low Toyota suggested price of just $47.95.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her, it's fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with Skin Brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right. Don and Mike returning April 3rd. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arndinger, with you. And, you know, I know I'm going to love this segment, and you shall, too. It's about me, yours truly, Joe Arndinger, on the best of Don and Mike.
You might be thinking about calling this show today.
Really?
Everybody, Jim Morris at your doors. I gave him my AOR talk up there.
I like that.
Yeah, that means album-oriented rock.
Oh, that's very, very cool.
Although, really, on a station like that, they wouldn't talk it up, would they? They would just be something like this. Tuesday, it's Don, it's Mike, it's Doors, I-97 rocks.
I heard a guy on the weekend doing that, and I hate that.
Don't they know how bad that sucks?
It's so non-friendly, and it's so non-inclusive. It's
that's
just
what I like about it. Hey, here we are. Yeah, I'm cool. Saturday night, it's happening with you, playing some tunes. Check in from Edgewood City. It's Marvin. In the box. Doors. X.
Marvin.
Goddamn hangs up the headphones like a... picks up the request line. Hi, how are you?
My real name is Sherman.
as I was starting to say that, if you're thinking about calling the show today,
yeah.
Don't. I urge you to.
Oh, okay.
As always, however, be aware of Joe.
Oh, yes. Joe having a day?
A woman. Joe's been having weeks. I just had a brief meeting with Joe, and it went something like this. I was washing my hands in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And Joe said, how about these callers? And I said, what about the callers? He said, I want to let you know what I don't do Joe the way you do him.
Right.
The way anybody does him. But his voice.
Nobody does him the way I do him.
Right. What he says is, he's got a way of screening calls today that if he picks up the phone and says, Don and Mike Show, and the person says, hey, he hangs up on them.
Okay.
Now,
so he's devising a system?
Yeah. Now, you know, there might be some great calls out there. No, is this him?
Wait, he's going to explain himself.
Joe.
Hi, clarification.
Joe. You got it wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If someone calls and I say, Don and Mike Show, and they go, yeah.
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
Well, that's different than hey.
It is.
Yeah.
They have that belligerent yeah, you hang up
and
on them right away.
Windows are down, the radio's
on. But it might not be a belligerent yeah, though. I mean, it just might
what
be
if,
like,
what if it was a, yeah, I wanted to let Don and Mike know that I love their show, and here's something I'd like to contribute of a comedic nature.
Well, I'd be long gone.
Really?
Really? You would have hung up on them? So
our just first threat. Word is yeah. No.
All right, what do you
want? Keep that in mind. If you're calling today and you say, yeah.
David Spade
no.
here.
What do you want the first word to be then?
I want them to just, first of all, now, I want them to listen to the show.
You have to give them an option.
I want them to listen to the show and track with
but
the
But this first
show.
Word thing, you put enormous pressure on.
What's their first word when you say Don and Mike Show?
What's the optimal first word?
Joe! Hey, Joe!
Hi, Joe!
Would you hang up if someone says, hi, Joe?
How about a greeting instead of, yeah?
Well, what if the greeting follows the yeah? Yeah, Joe, how are you?
No. Sorry.
And frankly, Joe, listen.
Today's role is no
that's
yeah.
very Simon Cowell-like
that's
that way.
I think that perhaps in some time on the show, Mike or I the DJ is doing the show. If we're taking live calls and someone says, yeah, and we interpret it as like, oh, they're a jerk, we can hang up on them. I don't think you can.
No, I can.
No. I don't.
See, I can.
She's already done it. Obviously, I know you can. It's just I don't think you should.
I think you should, Don. I'm doing this to protect you.
But you should give them
for your own good.
You should give because these people person, more than just Don and Mike. And if they
do
say
they
yeah,
call their mother and she goes, hello, yeah,
I'm
ma.
Now,
you know,
I'm out of money and I need some crack.
Okay, now,
bitch.
Again,
wow,
he's wound up.
He is wound up. Yes.
I hate defending our listeners because I hate them as much as you do, Joe. But I want to say,
hey, Don, did you hear that Peyton Manning's retiring? I heard it on ESPN.
There have been times when I have called people and they go hello, and I go, yeah,
I was wondering.
Yeah,
very common. And it doesn't always happen. I mean, if it's now, if the tone is, and there are varying tones here. If you get a yeah, I want to talk to that. That might be trouble.
But if it's just like,
I was wondering.
Not today.
So everyone today has violated your rule.
No, not everyone. You've gotten calls. I've put people up.
It's so arbitrary.
People who are tracking with the show and go right into the topic.
It seems
you don't even
to
have
me,
to say hi, Joe. You don't even have to say Joe. You just say, Don and Mike are talking about such and such and such. Cool. What's your name? Where are you from?
Seems awfully stringent.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, best man. Happy birthday to you.
That's not why I came in. I wanted to
sure
tell a little story.
Sure it's not.
You know, I love Joe so much, and I'm the first to defend him. But, Joe, I got to tell a little story.
Good, please.
About 8 months ago, before I worked here but was actually hired to come here,
yes,
I was told by Rob to call in, and I was given the request number. And I called, like, four times. And every time before I could get Joe hung up on me.
He would hang up on you.
Yeah.
Here you are, his new boss, calling him up.
No, but I'm just saying, it's brought back memories.
Yeah.
Have we
opened the door on something here where would there be people out there, Joe, that would corroborate Beth Ann's story and tell
us that they are right?
Maybe you're a little harsh. You've become a little harsh.
No, it's not that I've become a little
good
harsh.
Good mic technique, incidentally, Joe. I love that. When you're doing some of this, Mike asks you a question. First, we get a little.
It's relatable, man.
I like that.
People like to hear that, man. It means we're working.
Like, yeah.
Anyway.
All right, King Vitamin.
So you're saying you've always been harsh?
No. Not always been harsh. But when the first caller through starts out with the, Mike, remember when, like, hey, you know, and the dog you owned and you bought it from this person? Well, she has a sister, wants me to say hi for her.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
unacceptable.
A bad call.
Okay, but you don't know that that's coming after just Don and Mike's show. Yeah. You know, you got to give them more than just a
perhaps
yeah.
Not enough.
But he was a good caller at first because I think he just wanted to say happy birthday to Beth Ann. Then he had to go into that diatribe. And
well, it's
can I be honest with you?
It's pretty well,
Rob.
Joe, can I be honest with you?
I agree.
Joe, that diatribe touched me right here.
Sure it did.
It did. After 10 years.
I know, Mike.
The sister remembers me.
I know, you care.
I do care. All right, Joe. Let's take some calls. Let's screen some calls.
Is Joe gonna, are you going to screen them, Don?
I'll press them and let Joe, you tell me if I should let them go.
It's right there, Joe.
Oh. Okay, put the headphones on. Here we go. You do the talking. You just give me hand signs.
Okay.
You have to keep them on or cut them off.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
You need to feel the love, buddy. You're missing the love.
What can I do for you?
Not much. I just needed to give you some love because you're missing it.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, no problem.
Good day to you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so that one wouldn't make it through.
That went well.
Would you have really talked in real life to that guy that long?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but he didn't want to, you know, get on the show, so I just let him off.
Okay, all right.
No comment.
Dynamite Mike Show.
Hi, Joe, you're a god.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Dude, I just want to tell you the best screener in radio.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to let that out, big man, all right?
Great, I'm moving to Sirius soon.
All right, big man.
support.
All right, big man.
I'm going to go screen for Sirius soon.
Big, are you really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, congratulations.
That's more of the dry wit.
Yeah.
The arid-like wit of right. Joe Ardinger. Let me also say now that we've taken two unscreened calls. neither one of those people deserved to be hung up on.
No, they were nice.
That's because neither one of them said, yeah.
Most callers are good, Don, but okay. We'll find one.
All right, hold on. Here's maybe Beth Ann calling. Hello, Beth Ann.
Don and Mike show.
Oh, that was a hang-up.
Okay, back to the request line.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, two artists are the sunscreeners.
See, now he had a point there.
Yeah.
That was the guy that started out, yeah, I wanted
Windows
to say,
down, radio on, yeah.
He was gonna, all he wanted to say was Joe is a name.
Got a phone, got a radio, think I'll call the radio. Yeah.
But Joe, you are our director of first impressions. Yes. Many times when people
God
call the
damn show, right I am.
But people hate us enough already.
Yeah.
We don't need
people hating us more because of a bad experience they've had with one of our lackeys.
You think it's time to refurbish the PR?
You're the number one lackey,
the public
though.
Relations department.
First line of defense.
All right, hold on. We have to have Joe tweak it up a little
Give
bit.
Him a try, Joe. Here you go.
Hi, Joe.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, Joe. It's Brett Favre. I tried to call a while ago, but you hung up on me. I wanted to reassure Don that I'm not retired.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brett.
So that's a funny call. You're totally losing your argument. Now that's three decent calls in a row. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know he was Brett Favre.
Hello, I'm sorry, Joe.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
Just wanted to call and say you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Rob.
No problem.
Have a good day.
We didn't fool you.
That went wrong.
All right, here we go. Back to the other phones. Go ahead, Joe.
Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say I think Joe Ardinger's kind of dreamy.
I think you're kind of retarded.
Hello.
Now, Don, see, there you are being mean to our callers.
Oh, this
Don
is quite a sticky. Oops, sorry.
Hello, Mr. Ardinger.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
What can I do for you?
Well, I was just calling in and saying I really like the show, but Tonya Harding is a disgrace to the Northwest.
Cool, I'll pass it on. Have a good day.
You too.
So you wouldn't let that one through?
Tonya Harding? She was on, like, in 2003.
But let me know now, with these people, I can immediately tell, like, that last woman, that was a worthless call. But you would sit through that. You would
Because she was cool. She didn't start out with, yeah.
That's all it takes.
So it's all
today.
About, yeah.
It's all about, yeah, today. Okay. Is this today's rule? Or, I mean, how many rules do you have? Any hard and fast rules that are implemented all the time?
The only one all the time is if I pick up and I hear
get high every day.
Hey.
Rule number one.
Did you give me the finger?
Make sure there's a substance in these veins.
Rule number one, ice cubes in the bong. Anyway.
Oh, cool. Joe smoke.
Cool. Thanks, Buzz.
I didn't understand it.
Rule number two,
hard, fast rules.
Shades.
Okay, hard, fast rules from Joe, keeping in mind that he's neither hard nor fast.
Absolutely.
The only real hard, fast rule is if you've got your windows down or you're driving a Mack truck with the radio on and the windows down and you're cruising down the road. And
is it okay if it's Windows 98?
I've got my issues, as Buzz knows,
yes,
with Windows.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah. He's got an opinion on everything.
If I could also point out again, good mic technique. When you want to refer to Buzz, you actually pick the microphone up and move it across the room
at Buzz. I want people to understand out there that I'm actually turning to speak to Buzz.
I think we all got that impression.
All right, Joe, let's try one more.
He's painting a picture.
As of right now, you're the big loser.
Tapestry, if you will.
You're the big loser in this segment, that our listeners seem wonderful. They've done,
charming.
They've done nothing to piss us off.
They have their thoughts organized.
Would you reconsider the yeah rule?
Would you?
Let's take another call.
Okay. Okay. Just one more.
Don and Mike show.
Gary Cole.
What about him?
Gary Cole in the movie Office Space. He prefaced every statement in the office with, yeah.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
He did.
Joe, you have lost this argument. This guy is a good, good caller.
But he didn't preface it with, yeah.
Okay. All right, see you later. Bye-bye, get out of here. And Joe, today, how about you just bend your yeah rule just a little bit? Can you bend it, or is it going to be stiff and rigid today?
No. For you, Don.
Will you bend it?
For you?
Will you bend it like Beckham?
Of course I will.
He's going to bend his rule, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of idiots are excited right now.
Hey, Ma, yeah.
And don't abuse.
He knows that he's going to, yeah.
You know, that's all he's going to get now. Oh, every call for the rest of the judge is going to be, yeah.
I want to thank the people that called in and were kind enough to follow my rule for this segment.
Follow his rule.
Well, they shall be rewarded.
Can't wait to get the first call. Don has rescinded
the rule. I can't wait till he gets the, you know, and I love having you in here. The rhythm is just amazing.
King Joe.
We call him the freight train. Anyway, I can't wait till you get the first caller that comes in and just goes, yeah!
You know that's
you know what it'll sound like? It'll sound
there he is
like
with the mic. I know. Now that's driving me nuts.
It'll sound like this. Yeah!
Okay, because you'll hang up on it.
Because he's figured out his on-off switch on the microphone.
I figured it out, Don. I got a phone. I see a radio.
Joe.
Don and Mike are on the radio. I'm going to call them. And
Joe,
I'm going to thank them for saying hi to my friend,
Joe,
the waiter,
Joe,
at a
Joe,
bar that
Joe,
they went
Joe,
to at
Joe,
Super Bowl
Joe.
34
Let
in Minnesota.
Again,
let him
is,
out.
This is pot calling kettle black time.
Yes, he's raving out. He's blowing off a little steam.
This is a very challenged man calling out other challenged people.
Yes, high pressure job. Sure. Absolutely.
Look at him.
Have a great day.
He's in his Rolling Stones hat, and he's got his Live 105 t-shirt on.
You do seem
rocked
to be
out.
You're having one of your good days, aren't you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it didn't sound that way in the bathroom.
Well, no, because the first guy who went to Mike and talked about God knows what people that he met 10 years ago.
He was talking about
Mike,
someone that I made an impression on.
Mike, it's Tuesday. You can't remember Saturday night.
Mike, we're getting some shtick here.
We're talking about the listeners that I love, Joe.
I know you love them, Mike.
You know what would really help Joe's attitude?
What?
If he came to work in a sport jacket.
Yeah, and Joe, haven't you promised us that you're going to come to work in a suit?
Yeah, but I don't think it's been to the dry cleaner.
And I think the sport jacket should look just like the one Tommy Newsom wore on Letterman's show.
And if you can't find that, just anything James Garner wore on the Rockford Files.
Yeah.
That would work as well.
Oh, if I had a leather blazer, that would be cool, but I don't.
No, but you have a sport jacket.
I
you said it's under your
there.
Bed.
Mike, I have a blazer.
Hey, Mike, I'm going out this weekend. Can I borrow your leather blazer?
Absolutely. No problem at all.
Joe, if you bring in your sport jacket, I will have it cleaned for you.
Leather blazer.
A leather blazer.
I don't have one.
What, a sport coat or a leather blazer?
Well, I have a blue blazer.
Yeah, bring it in. We'll get it shiny and nice, and
Joe,
you can wear it.
So you think that would change his attitude?
I guarantee it.
Well, I might as well bring in the pants and the tie.
No, I didn't say I would do that.
I worked at a stupid radio station one time where they made you wear a tie to work.
Oh,
it was
my God.
A top 40 station, and even like I worked 10 to 2 at night.
What? Owned by Liddy?
And sometimes the manager would come around at night to make sure you had the tie on.
Oh, my God.
Why are you doing the show? Because it was supposed to remind you to be a professional.
Yeah, I'll swear the suit and tie.
Oh, idiot.
All right, Joe, we'll get out of here.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh, thank you for your support.
Hey, Joe?
Hmm?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yes. What's the word again?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's it. All right. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, BFM.
It is still a stop-and-go situation for you if you're on the northbound side of 495. The outer loop off the Beltway, it's slow near Telegraph Road to the Wilson Bridge. The inner loop is a line of breaks from College Park to the Greenbelt Metro. Looking for a new job? Check out the Washington Post job section this Sunday for thousands of up-to-date local job listings. The Washington Post, the local expert on local jobs. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7freefm.com.
Watch Comcast SportsNet for the most news on your local teams in the tournament. George Mason and Georgetown are making a run for it, and Comcast SportsNet will be there every step of the way. Watch Sports Night every night at 10 for the most tournament coverage.
If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard. Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives, and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. at Farish Pontiac GMC just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
It's the universal question that sometimes sounds selfish, but always makes sense. What's in it for me? A fair question. So what is in it for you to come to Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers? The same thing that's in here for every one of our customers. Somewhere in the city, there is the best diamond for the money, whether it's $1,000 or 100 times that. Our customers search for that diamond, just like you do. They find it here, at the place with the most diamonds and the most diamond for the money in this town. Over 8,000 carats of diamonds, over 3,000 ideal cut diamonds from a half to 12 carats. All at our importer's price, about half. And if it's diamond jewelry, it's us also. We showcase 50 of the world's finest designers. And that's what's in it for you. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers, in Falls Church and Bethesda. On the web at wherethediamondsare.com. On the phone, 1-800-419-GEMS. 1-800-419-GEMS.
Tonight on E! Paris and Nicole hit the road. Ryan Seacrest and Juliana DePandy have the scoop. And Tori Spelling's telling all.
This is where all the plastic surgery rumors actually started.
First up at 6:30, Paris and Nicole navigate life's highway.
Are you on the freeway?
I don't know.
Maybe.
The Simple Life weeknights, then at 7.
It's your hookup to Young Hollywood. This is E! News.
Tonight, Ryan Seacrest sits down with Wilmer Valderrama and asks him to set the record straight about his relationship with Lindsay Lohan. Plus, we've got your American Idol update. Get the skinny on what's going down this season.
Celebrity news from coast to coast.
Only on E! News. And at 9, Tori Spelling grew up as Hollywood royalty.
I think I wasn't really prepared for it.
And in her E! True Hollywood story, this Daddy's Girl isn't holding anything back.
And it's pretty much all downhill from there.
The shows you love, only on E! It all starts tonight at 6:30 with The Simple Life. We love it too.
Have you had a hot Wawa coffee in the new Wawa coffee cup yet? Well, you'll want to after hearing about Wawa's Get Caught with Cup Instant Win Game and Online Sweepstakes. Basically, Wawa's Get Caught with Cup Instant Win Game and Online Sweepstakes is a chance to win $1 million if Wawa's Cup Crew catches you with a fresh Wawa coffee in the new Wawa coffee cup. Yeah, $1 million. Who wouldn't want $1 million? That's a lot of shoes. So I'm increasing my chances of winning by drinking delicious Wawa coffee from the new cup nonstop. And how great is that? I get to drink my favorite coffee all day, do my thing, and wait for the crew to spot me. Oh, the idea of winning gets me so jittery. It's just overwhelming when wondering if I'll be Wawa's winner for $1 million Wawa's award-winning wonderful coffee. Wow, that was a lot of W's, wasn't it? You can learn about sweepstakes rules and other prizes at Wawa.com. And keep in mind, there's no downside to winning lots of money, other than discovering new relatives. So if you love great fresh Wawa coffee like me and love money like me, never let go of that new Wawa cup and use your free hand to weigh down Wawa's cup crew. But don't wave with coffee. That's messy and it's so much better to drink it.
The Wawa Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win Game and Online Sweepstakes. Details in store or at Wawa.com.
No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Virginia. Ends April 9, 2006.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money? Traffic lights that are forever green? Nice. But how about something that's actually obtainable? The Lexus ES. Closer to perfection than ever before. With a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recalls seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
MSRP includes delivery, processing, and handling fees. Includes taxes, title, license, and other optional equipment. Actual dealer price may vary.
All this week, it's critically acclaimed, Emmy Award winning, and really, really funny.
During the commercial, I got spanked.
The Who's Crew is back with all new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Only on ABC Family.
World's worst hitchhikers to give a ride to.
You hear voices when you bite into a burrito?
5 never-before-seen episodes of the Laugh Out Loud, Make It Up on the Spot Comedy Spectacular.
And magically delicious.
For a full week, ABC Family presents brand new episodes of one of television's most outrageous comedies.
Are you a man or a woman?
You have to guess.
Get ready for all new jokes.
Nobody wears underwear like you.
All new sketches.
Don't touch my sauerkraut.
All new funny.
What does that entail?
We'll have to shave your whole body.
And the only place to see it is on ABC Family. A full week of never-before-seen episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? All this week at 10, only on ABC Family.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
You ever fart so hard your back cracks?
He's rude. Ugh.
That smell familiar?
He's crude.
You don't want me eating that next to an open flame.
And in his first movie, he's gonna...
Hear none.
Larry the Cable Guy is on the job.
I'm the health inspector.
Are you kidding me?
And coming to the big screen.
You want
to
close your eyes and pretend it's not happening?
That's what she said.
Now, whether it's sushi...
Fish is raw. You trying to poison these folks in here?
Or sex toys.
According to the C-section of the penile, code, these edible underbreakers need to be refrigerated.
He'll stop at nothing.
I was appalled.
To offend everyone.
Keeping people from blowing chunks and f***ing on themselves is pretty much all I ever been good at.
Lionsgate and Parallel Entertainment Pictures present...
You got one of them toilets where it chews cold water up
your... Larry the Cable Guy, health inspector.
There's a snow cone vendor out there not wearing a bra.
Is that a violation?
No, but it makes me want to get a snow cone.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps. 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in 5 states for the first time ever. They'd like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, 3 locations, Fairfax Circle, 4farish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive. Farish Jeep.
At Bertucci's, our chefs have a passion for creating great Italian dishes from their favorite fresh ingredients, which is probably why our guests have their favorites too. Some simply enjoy a different dish every time, while others can't get enough of their own favorites, like the fettuccine with shrimp and peas, or the chicken marsala, chicken fillets sautéed with mushrooms and marsala wine. Bertucci's, what's not to love?
Come in for your passport to Bertucci's. After 5 visits, your next great dish is on us.
1067 freefm.com.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
The best of Don and Mike coming to an end for today, but we have one more segment for you.
I should have known.
And then I'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock for more Best of Don and Mike returning April 3rd. Until then, it's just you and me, the legendary Joe Artinger with you, and lots and lots of more great Best of coming up for the rest of this week and into next week. So, with that, I'll leave you with this. This is a very good segment. Remember Helen Morrison? I bet you don't. But she has something to do. I believe she has John Wayne Gacy's brain. It's the best. Don and Mike. See you tomorrow.
Joining us now is a woman from Chicagoland. Her name is Helen Morrison.
Helen has John Wayne Gacy's brain.
Helen!
In her basement.
Wow.
Bring her on now. Helen?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. You know, when I heard the story on our news show,
a couple days ago. He said to the boys, you got to get this girl
we
for us.
We've got to get this woman on the show.
Now you work with, I know you want to plug a book, and we'll let you plug a book. It's funny that when the story made the news,
right,
when it was on Buzz's news,
they didn't mention anything about the book.
Buzz, you didn't have anything about Helen writing a book, did you?
No. Sounded just like it was a strange lady with a serial killer's brain in her basement.
Well, she knows about serial killers. Her book is called My Life Among the Serial Killers.
She's a doctor. You've interviewed a lot of serial killers,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have. I've interviewed about 60 of them around the world.
And John Wayne Gacy was the awful guy that liked to dress in the clown suit.
Yeah.
With the crawl spaces.
Yeah, and he had all those bodies in his crawl space. And does it ever creep you out, Helen, talking to these guys or keeping their brains in the basement?
Well, the brain doesn't bother me so much because I am a physician and I've been working with brains for many, many, many years. The reason he's in the basement is because it's the safest and most secure place he can be.
So nobody can get the brain, right?
Have you ever... I'm going to ask you some, you're a doctor, and I'm going to ask you some questions that you might get from a 10-year-old boy, so bear with me on this.
That's okay, I've got one of those in my family.
Oh, very good.
Have you ever opened the jar to smell John Wayne Gacy's brain?
No, it really doesn't smell very good.
Does it look like a normal brain?
It's a completely normal brain. We sectioned it, we looked for anything like a bump or a bruise or a scar, anything that could have...
Good.
But nothing.
Is that scarier when you see that it's a perfectly normal brain?
Yes, it does, because we now need to figure out what in a living brain could be adding to the problem.
And you kept this, John Wayne Gacy, first of all, how did you get John Wayne Gacy's brain in a jar? And I don't mean that like shipping a bottle, but I mean, I understand you probably just unscrewed and put it in, but how did you get the brain in the jar?
Well, during the autopsy, one of the things you do is to remove the brain from the skull, and you put it in a solution that keeps it as safe as it can possibly be without falling apart, and then you study it.
So you have it now as for further study. You have it as a souvenir, as a morbid curiosity. Why are you holding on to it?
Actually, because as technology and understanding of how the brain function continues to develop, we're hoping that there will be some more tools with which we can take a look at the structure of this brain.
Did you talk to Gacy?
Oh, of course.
You interviewed him. I mean, I would think that would be chilling to talk to a guy like that. I mean, I know Brian Dennehy played him in the movie. I watched it recently.
And the role of his life.
The role of his life.
He's born to be John Wayne Gacy.
I mean, when you're talking to the guy, and you've seen these guys interviewed on the news magazines, but when you're right there, I mean, does the fear kick in at all?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't until it's over.
Okay.
Because one of the things I have to do is to be in the room with them alone without them being handcuffed or shackled.
That's like Hannibal Lecter stuff. That's crazy.
Well, but the problem is Hannibal Lecter was so human compared to what these people are. I mean, John Gacy killed at least 37. He buried 33 in the crawl space and lived with them, and it never entered his mind that it was a human being that was down there.
Clarice, I must ask you something now.
Helen.
With Helen, I'm sorry. Hilarious.
And the lamb stops crying.
You've got the... I know you're a serious doctor and everything, and you've got the brain.
Yes.
But if you could just indulge the idiot side of me for a second.
Are you still hung up on the brain?
Yeah. Like, when you have people come over to your house, you ever, like, you know, have a cocktail, and you say, hey, come downstairs. You want to see something? I have John Wayne Gacy's brain. You know that sick F? I've got his brain. And then you pull out, you go... Here it is, right here. Look at it. You want to touch it? You want to smell it? You want to lick it?
Doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen.
That you don't. You don't bring the brain out for anybody to see.
Nope.
Do you have any other? And not my kid. Do you have any other like Clarice? What was her last name? Starling.
Starling. Yeah.
Well, do you have any other Clarice Starling moments when you went to see any of these sick, twisted?
You know, I don't even remember what her moments were, but I know she certainly got attached to him, and I don't get attached to my serial murderer.
See, that was one of the things I was going to ask you about, because in that movie, I mean, if we're using that as an example, they, you know, he kind of works her and tries to manipulate her psychologically. Do you ever get the feeling that these guys are trying to run any kind of game on you at all?
Well, sometimes they try to, but the problem is that I've seen so many of them, and I basically know what they're going to do in their behavior. And they also know that I know it, so it's a waste of time for them.
Helen, I know this will come off as crass and sick, but do you realize how much money you could sell that brain for on eBay.
The brain. He gets back to the brain again.
She's got John Wayne Gacy's brain.
You can't get by that, that she's got the brain in the basement.
In a jar.
Hard to ignore.
In a jar.
She's going to study it.
It in a refrigerator? Or?
No, it's in a formula, but I also have two of his paintings and slides of all of his organs.
Is he the most fascinating serial killer?
You know, he isn't.
It says here that you've interviewed a lot of these guys.
At least 60 of them.
Who would be the most, and I hate to say
fascinating. You said fascinating. It's like People Magazine is the most fascinating serial killer.
But I mean, these guys, who would be the one that you're like, geez, I can't, I mean, this guy, wow, off the chart.
Well, John Gacy wasn't bad, but Robert Berdella in Missouri was horrible. More horrible than most, because he kept detailed diaries of the experiments he was performing on captive victims.
How many people did he kill?
Well, officially about 8, probably more than that.
Wow. You got any other brains, or is that the only brain you've got?
So far, that's the only one, and hopefully we're going to be able to study more of them as time goes on.
Now, when you say study, and again, indulge me, because I'm a dope. When you say study, will you, like, cut a little bit of it out and put it under the microscope?
Are you back with the brain again?
Right.
Yes.
What you do is you...
Yeah, the brain.
You slice them, you look at the pathology, and then you look at the microscopic parts of it, and if there's anything there that's unusual.
You ever put any on a cracker?
God, you and the brain.
Well, she's got John Wayne Gacy's brain in a jar.
To study it, of course.
Pretty unique.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know, if it was...
So you got the brain thing, and I'm going down the whole serial killer thing that is so just...
I know it
chilling
is.
To me.
Creepy.
And obviously, when you study these guys, your research and has your research in interviewing these guys done anything to aid in helping to catch these guys when they're looking for serial killers?
What it has done has been to take away some of the preconceptions that people had about serial murderers, that they were all abused as kids, or they had crazy dads or moms, or they were neglected or whatever, that they're not... that they're wild-eyed, crazy people, that basically these guys are as indistinguishable as the person sitting next to you.
Have you heard
That's
of that?
Terrifying.
Have you heard of that wrestling manager, Bobby the Brain?
Bobby the Brain, he didn't.
No.
He's still on the brain.
I've got your brain on my brain. How big is John Gacy's brain? Is it the how big is an average brain, and how big is his brain?
Well, it kind of depends, but his is no different. He doesn't have any differences at all.
On the box or on the jar, does it say brain of John Gacy, or is it just unlabeled?
It's unlabeled.
Unlabeled.
And why serial killers, Helen?
What happened was, when I was in training as a resident in neurology and psychiatry, I met an FBI agent who thought he was going to creep me out by showing me bad photographs of somebody who was pretty viciously killed. And when I didn't fall over, I asked him if I could possibly ever have a chance to talk to someone like this. And that was Richard Masick, and that was 30 years ago.
Wow.
So I met him about 6 months later and just became totally fascinated by the fact that they didn't fit any theories of development or behavior that I knew.
The size comparison of John Wayne Gacy Bracey. John Wayne Gacy.
You're even when you're asking about Gacy, you're putting brain into Gacy because you're so fascinated.
The brain. Size of a cantaloupe, size of a grapefruit, size of an orange.
A honeydew.
So it is rather large.
Is it veiny?
Of course.
Is it... Would it be, if I was to get the brain of, say, 3 or 4 normal people,
right,
and put them in a room, put them all in a... In
play
a,
like shell game with it?
Yeah, let's say I got Mike Ditka's brain.
Are you doing it all Chicago, a Chicago theme?
Yeah.
Jim McMahon's brain.
Walter Bain, Mayor Daley's...
Gary's brain.
Mayor Daley's brain. Let's say we got 5 brains. Could you pick John Wayne Gacy's brain out of a lineup of brains?
No.
You could not.
Wow. That's scary, too.
That's very scary.
After all this time, doesn't it have like a distinctive mole or birthmark?
You know what's scaring me over here is I asked you a question earlier about the fact that, you know, do these guys have any characteristics? And you said they can be anybody. With all the research that you're doing, is there anything that we can... I mean, when we're trying to hunt these guys down, is there anything, any consistencies in all these guys?
Well, the consistency is that they treat their victims as if they were flies or animals to be beat up on. They don't torture animals or wet beds or set fires when they're little kids. They're not distinguishable in any way, shape, or form. I think what the research has helped to do is to say, look, whatever you think a serial murderer is, he's not as crazy or as out of control or as whatever, and
God,
investigators...
Would you charge me if I came by? If I like just rang your bell? Would you charge me or would you say go away?
I might commit you.
You what?
I might commit you.
You might commit me.
You don't scare easily, do you, Helen?
Nope.
Wow.
No, I'm not trying to scare her.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about her interviewing, like, 60 serial killers, and she talks about this. I mean, it's pretty...
So I'd be
probably freaked out
but I'd like
the
to
rest
point
of
out.
My life if I interviewed one of these guys.
Helen, besides being a doctor, though, you're a soccer mom, right?
I'm a hockey mom, actually.
A hockey mom. Okay.
Hockey and soccer. Hockey seems to be taking precedence.
You're a hocker mom.
Yeah.
You're a hocker mom. With John Wayne Gacy's brain in a jar in your basement.
Wow. Yes.
That's nutty.
That's pretty cool. Rob asked this question. Do serial murderers have average IQs, or do they have higher or lower IQs?
Generally average to above.
Average to above.
Yes.
And do you think it's their brain wiring or their upbringing that made them
it's
come out
wiring,
this way?
Wiring, probably added up into some environmental things, but nothing that would stand out. But
is there any hair coming out of the brain, or is it totally smooth?
Totally smooth as you are.
Helen, do you think that Don, with all these questions about the brain, do you think that he has the potential to one day be a serial killer?
No, I'm a lover, Mike.
Or a scientist?
I'm a lover, and I'm a lover of a woman that has John Wayne Gacy's brain in a jar in her basement.
Don't tell my husband that.
Well, don't tell my wife, and we'll be even. Helen?
Helen?
What is the name? Hold on, I know the name of your book. It's My Life Among the Serial Killers, right?
Inside the Minds of the World's Most Notorious Murder.
Yeah.
And that, man, I got to read that. That's chilling.
Do you have a picture of the brain in the book? I'm serious.
As a matter of fact, I do have a picture of a slice.
Yeah.
Hey.
You just sold the book.
You know, that'll be the first book I bought.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, listen, Helen, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Thanks, and again... The woman has John Wayne Gacy's brain in her bag. I just want to point that out.
It's true. It's unique. And I mean, this sounds like a fascinating, but My Life Among the Serial Killers.
Helen,
I mean, I'm scared. Helen, I hope you don't take any offense to this. I know Don's fascinated with the brain. I'm a little scared just talking to you.
Helen, last question. From your kitchen, from your refrigerator, how many steps to the brain?
About 450.
So in a pinch, and if you really need to, you could run down. How long do you think it take you from your kitchen downstairs and bring the brain back upstairs?
Depending how fast I run, about 6 minutes.
That's 6 minutes.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank
you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Bye, Clarice. Bye.
She won't do another interview like this. No.
Sure. You,
no, but you guys are unique.
Thank you, honey.
Good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good day.
Oh, that's great.
Here she is.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't even, that like wasn't a fake interview, so we don't have to call her back.
No,
no, but I will, because I want to get a copy of the book.
Rob, make that, too.
I just want the pictures.
Well, Don, you have to get a copy, too, because there is a picture.
How's the brain?
No good.
No good. Is it good?
Good.
Oh, no, I thought it was bad.
Have you ever eaten brains?
Good.
Have I eaten brains? No, I have not.
I think
anyone?
I
no.
have.
I have.
Bad.
Human? You know, the consistency, much like pudding.
Ah, really?
That's the consistency. That's
really?
Not human brains, obviously, but I've eaten cow's brains.
I bet my brain is like pudding.
I think brains are all like pudding.
I bet my brain has the thick candy shot. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I think you'll be okay here.
I think they put brains in Scrapple.
So, yum, yum.
I think we've all had it.
That's the brain lady. There you go.
Cool.
Now, that's as timely as today's headline.
Mm-hmm.
Just revealed she has the brain in her basement, and we had her on the show.
And how about that? She did not. She was not unfazed by anything here. Well, hell, she sits across from John Wayne Gacy. I don't think you're going to shake her up by asking her how many steps it is to her brain.
She didn't even get upset we played the clown music at the beginning of that. That went right by her.
It was cool.
Sorry, we're out of time.
We meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.